Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. A lot to get to today. The far left making its policy pitch after taking over Congress. Plus, the government shutdown continues. But we begin today with Nancy Pelosi sworn in as Speaker of the House. Day one of the new Democratic Congress. All the Democrats are sworn in. And it's a beginning of a new dawn. I mean, if you look at how the media portrayed this, it was fresh faces galore. Diversity. Beautiful diversity. Diversity of the radical left, because it turns out that all the Democrats had to do when they took office was not be completely insane, and they just couldn't do it. It's truly amazing. If you look back at the last days of the 2018 campaign, the key question in the 2018 campaign was going to be, who were voters going to focus on? Were they going to focus on the foibles of the Republicans, or are they going to focus on the myriad stupidities of the Democrats? In the aftermath of the Judge Kavanaugh hearings, where Democrats proved themselves to care nothing about due process or decency, Republicans skyrocketed in the polls because all the focus was on how terrible the Democrats were. And then President Trump shifted the topic from Judge Kavanaugh to the caravan and to his border policies, and suddenly the focus was on Republicans, and people decided they didn't like the Republicans, and they ran screaming from the Republicans, and Republicans ended up losing the popular vote in the House by 8.6 percentage points. The same thing happened in 2016. The question was, is the focus on Hillary or is the focus on Trump? When the focus was on Trump, Trump went down in the polls. When the focus was on Hillary, as it was at the very end of the election, in large part thanks to James Comey's memo, at that point, the focus shifted to Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton lost. Well, in 2020, whoever the focus is on is going to lose, because it turns out that Americans hate both parties. Americans think that both parties stink. Americans hate these politicians. And so whoever they are focused on at that moment, whoever the public eye of Sauron alights upon, is going to be in trouble. So all the Democrats had to do for 2020 was just keep the focus on President Trump. They can't do it because they're crazy. And it turns out that their agenda is radically to the left, radical left. They're not bringing up any serious policy proposals. They're not bringing up any serious measures to alleviate the problems that America is experiencing. They're not unifying Americans around common values or decency. Instead, they're going to be just as crazy as they can be, and the media are going to celebrate them for it. The media are going to talk about how wonderful they are for being incredibly radical. So Nancy Pelosi takes the gavel yesterday as Speaker of the House after 8 long years in the wilderness. She is back, and her first thing is that she says that she's going to tackle climate change. Okay, if we are going to actually look at the priorities that Americans care about, climate change is not in the top 10. Climate change is not a major priority for Americans, specifically because if you look at the statistics, America's carbon emissions have actually been dropping in recent years. Okay, the statistics show that two of the chief ways, Noah Rothman writes this in commentary today, two of the chief ways in which individuals can reduce their carbon footprints, according to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that's the UN, would be to purchase electric or hybrid cars or to install smart thermostats in their homes. And consumers are already doing that in the United States, right? You got that Nest thermostat that the state pays for. People are putting that in their house already. Also, U.S. carbon emissions declined to a 67-year low in 2017. The U.S. power generation sector cut emissions by 28% since 2005. The U.S. is meeting its Paris Climate Accord targets despite having left the stupid agreement in early 2017. Right? All that's happening, and Americans are not deeply concerned about climate change because they do recognize that in reality, technological change is going to outpace all of the sort of socialistic cram-downs that Democrats want. Nonetheless, Nancy Pelosi targets climate change as her chief priority, and she's not the only one. Bernie Sanders was saying climate change is a top priority. Hank Johnson was saying that climate change is a top priority. Democrats across the board are saying climate change is their top priority. That's where you're going? Really? To climate? Well, here's Nancy Pelosi doing it yesterday.
The existential threat of our time, the climate crisis, a crisis manifested in natural disasters of epic proportions. The American people understand the urgency. The people are ahead of the Congress. The Congress must join them. And that is why we have created a select committee on climate crisis. The entire Congress must work to put an end to the inaction and denial of science that threaten the planet and the future.
Okay, if you really think that this is what the American people are looking for, you're out of your mind, and the Democrats campaigning on this is crazy. It's particularly crazy when you have people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's thrown out what she calls a Green New Deal. Okay, her Green New Deal document that she put out yesterday is fully crazy. It's the text of a proposed House rule change outlining a plan, her Green New Deal. Now, the reason that we bring up Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this is always what I caveat with. We're not bringing her up because we think she's an inherently important person. Okay, she's a woman who won 12,000 votes in a heavy Democrat district in a primary that was majority-minority and had a white representative, and they threw him out in favor of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is not some sort of great puzzle. This is not some sort of massive movement inside the American public, but she has been touted by the media as a leader in the Democratic Party. Okay, it's not my fault that the media decided to choose a complete ignoramus as the face of the new Democratic Party. It's not my fault. Okay, that's the fault of the Democrats and the fault of the media. And that means that it is now incumbent on us to take whatever crazy ideas she has seriously. Now, listen, I'll admit that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a good dancer. There's this video that came out of her yesterday dancing on top of a rooftop. And for some reason, I guess there were people, there wasn't anybody on the right that I saw who was upset about this. We all thought, oh, this is kind of charming and fun. There was one person on Twitter who said, this just shows Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's privilege or something. And everybody came down on this person so hard that they actually left Twitter. The media played it as though conservatives were scolding her over her dancing. I don't care that she's dancing. She seems like a pretty good dancer, right? I mean, here's the video of her dancing on a rooftop, basically reenacting one of the kind of montages from The Breakfast Club. But it's cute and it's funny. It's nice. I mean, who cares? Like, here, we can show it. Here she is dancing. Just dancing around, right? Cute girl dancing around. All right. Well, it turns out she is significantly, significantly better at dancing than she is at economics. Now, if you asked me to take her seriously as a dancer, I'd be like, okay, this video is important. But this video isn't important. Okay, the part that's important is that she doesn't know anything about economics, and she says crazy crap all the time. And that's what the New Democratic Party is. What they want you to see is the fun girl dancing and being Alex from the Bronx or whatever she calls herself. What she actually is a crazy loonbag socialist. She's a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. Okay, and now, here are the details of her Green New Deal that she put out. Okay, this is nuts. Here's what she says. This is according to Tom Elliott over at Grabian.com. The proposed rule change for the upcoming 116th Congress would require the creation of a select committee for a Green Deal that would be responsible for creating a plan by January 1st, 2020, with corresponding draft legislation soon after. The text of the rule change lays out the committee's jurisdiction and required areas of action. Its scope and mandate for legislative authority amounts to a radical grant of power to Washington over Americans' lives, homes, businesses, travel, banking, and more. So what exactly are they looking for? What is she looking for? Their goal is to meet 100% of national power demand through renewable sources. Okay, by like 2020 or by 2030. By 2030, she wants 100% renewable power sources crammed down by government. Let me explain how insane this is off the top of it. Okay, here is America's energy consumption by energy source for 2017, which is the latest data available. 37% of America's energy consumption came in the form of petroleum. Another 29% came in the form of natural gas. Another 14% came in the form of coal. Another 9% came in the form of nuclear electric power, which the Democrats don't like. 11% of America's energy supply came from renewable energy. So in other words, the growth of America's economy, the growth of the world economy, which is dependent on the growth of America's economy, is powered 89% by sources of energy that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't like. She doesn't like nuclear energy, so we're not going to count that, even though that really is a pretty clean source of energy, right? France is basically run on nuclear energy. Okay, this is, it's just ridiculous. And by the way, even when we talk about renewable energy, okay, wood constitutes 19% of that. Okay, so that's not quite as renewable as people want. That has carbon emissions. When you use wood for fuel, that actually does have carbon emissions. Solar represents 6% of the 11% that is renewable energy. Wind represents 21% of the 11%. In other words, solar and wind and hydroelectric represent something like 5% of the total energy supply of the United States. She wants it to be 100% by 2030. How is that going to happen? Through massive taxation and quashing of the American economy. That's how it's going to happen. But it doesn't stop there. The document also states that the Green New Deal will advance non-environmental projects such as social, economic, racial, regional, and gender-based justice. What a Green New Deal has to do with gender-based justice is beyond me. I don't know. I don't know what the hell that's even supposed to mean. Doesn't matter. She says that we should have a national energy-efficient smart grid. I'd like her to design it, right? Since she's obviously an expert in energy management, you know, more so than people in coal and natural gas and petroleum. Probably she should design it, right? I mean, she's a government expert. She was bartending until 5 seconds ago. But clearly, if there's one person who knows how to build a national energy-efficient smart grid, and that's not just a mashup of a bunch of words that sound nice together, it would be somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, whose combined brain power could maybe provide the electricity to lightly toast a piece of bread. Right? As long as we're talking about people providing renewable sources of energy. I'll get to more on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's idiotic plans. But first, I'd like to take a moment to remind you there's a whole other world to this radio show over at dailywire.com. Ever miss an opportunity to listen to The Ben Shapiro Show? Well, you never have to let that happen again. Head over instead to dailywire.com. You can listen to every past episode. If you become a subscriber, you get access to the whole show as video, too. Your life is going to be vastly enriched by the ability to see every detail on the show, from relevant news clips and photos to this astonishingly handsome face. Not only do you get my show, you'll be able to hear from noteworthy voices like Andrew Klavan and Matt Walsh, and awful voices like Michael Knowles, too. The entire Daily Wire team has its finger on the pulse of the conservative movement, and they will keep you educated and informed on the most newsworthy stories of the day. Don't wait any longer. Go to dailywire.com. Become a subscriber for just $9.99 a month or $99 a year. You'll get all episodes of The Ben Shapiro Show, The Andrew Klavan Show, The Matt Walsh Show, and sadly enough, The Michael Knowles Show as well. It's dailywire.com. Become a subscriber. Join thousands of fans in supporting the largest conservative podcast in America. 70% of our audience under the age of 40, so you're joining a young conservative movement and a movement that is keeping conservatism fresh. Go check it out, dailywire.com. Okay, so back to AOC's Grand New Deal. And again, the reason we're talking about this is because she is the fresh new face. I was encouraged by a friend of mine on Twitter who's a professor of policy. I believe it's over at Yale. His name is Howard Foreman. He's a health policy and economic policy advisor. You know, he says, well, why don't you just pay attention to the more moderates in the Democratic caucus? Because the media is not. Okay, because the Democrats are not. Because AOC is on 60 Minutes this Sunday. That's why. Okay, so I'm going to go through the rest of her plan, and then I will tell you how she plans to pay for all this. So she says, we should upgrade every residential and industrial building for state-of-the-art energy efficient comfort and safety. That's not going to cost any money. We're going to retrofit every building in the United States with all this stuff. Eliminating greenhouse gas emissions for manufacturing, agriculture, and other industries. How? You know, how is a good question. It's a really useful question. How? Why? Right? These are useful questions in politics. She says, funding massive investment in reducing existing greenhouse gases. But that's not all. The proposed committee would also have seeming total oversight of American industry with a mandate for pushing union membership. So it's not just that we are going to green the economy through the force of government. We are going to unionize every industry to green the economy through the force of government. If this sounds a lot like the government controlling industry from the top down and destroying the economy, that's because it's precisely what it is. She wants a national jobs force to help people participate in the transition to the green economy. She says the Green New Deal will provide all members of our society across all regions and all communities the opportunity, training, and education to be a full and equal participant in the transition, including through a job guarantee program to assure a living wage job to every person who wants one. So let me get this straight. We can have the government take over all the industries and regulate them down to the ground, unionize all the industries, guarantee the employment through all the industries, and redistribute income for gender-based justice through all of this. Have we ever tried anything like this before in human history? Yes. Has it worked out super well? No. Also, she says that the plan includes fail-safes in the form of income, universal income and Medicare for all. Those are like the side projects that they're going to be working on in their spare time. Universal income and Medicare for all. Yeah, this isn't going to go wrong in any way. Coming up, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez asked how she's going to pay for all of this nonsense on 60 Minutes. It does not go well for her because it turns out she is much, much better at dancing than she is at basic economics. We're supposed to ignore that because she's really good at dancing and does like Instagram and stuff. We'll talk about it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
This is the Savage Nation.
Michael Savage here to tell you that big changes are coming next year. I'm launching a new podcast on the Westwood One Podcast Network. This will be an entirely new listening experience where I will be unleashed, unvarnished, fresh content each day starting January 7th. So you want to catch the Savage Podcast, do you? Go to iTunes on Apple or go to michaelsavage.com or wherever you get your podcasts now.
From the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With Wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters, and they cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave Ventilation Unit plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. For more information, visit dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com. Or call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, the new face of the Democrats. I didn't choose her, people. It's not my fault I'm talking about her. You all chose her in the media, and then you whine when we discuss her actual stupid ideas. So Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez puts out this plan, and then she's asked, she's on 60 Minutes. Remember, she is the new face. She's the new face. Not my fault. You picked her, morons. Okay, so she's the new face. Okay, I'm not going to... Okay, so she... And here's what she says. She is asked, so how are you going to pay for all of this? Her answer... of course, is we are going to raise taxes massively on the rich. Here is her dumb answer. Again, much better at dancing than economics, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%. That doesn't mean all $10 million are taxed at an extremely high rate, but it means that as you climb up this ladder, you should be contributing more.
What you are talking about, just big picture, is a radical agenda compared to the way politics is done right now. Do you call yourself a radical?
Yeah, you know, if that's what radical means, call me a radical.
Okay, well, I will. You're a radical. You're an insane radical. And when she says, oh, thanks for explaining marginal tax rates to me, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Now, what would be awesome is if she explained how much money the people in the top quintile of the United States pay in federal income tax. Okay, here is the latest statistic. This is from April of 2018. Okay, for 2018, the reality is that top earners will pay the overwhelming majority of all taxes in the United States. Houses in the top 20% will have income of about $150,000 or more, and 52% of total income, they will pay 87% of all income taxes. 87% of all income taxes are paid for by the people in the top 20% of income earners. But by the way, it's worth noting here that America has the most progressive tax system in the entire industrialized world. Okay, that if you're, and when I say progressive, I mean the more money you make, the more money you pay. This is truer in America than it is in any of the European countries that Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is talking about. The reality is that in order to pay for all of her god-awful, terrible, regulatory, economy-crushing programs, she would have to raise taxes radically on people who are lower down on the income scale. And when you hear people like Bernie Sanders say things like, well, back in the day of JFK, the top marginal tax rate was 91%. Why cannot we do that now? A few quick notes about this idiotic point. Number one, the top marginal tax rates in the day of Eisenhower and JFK was indeed 91%. But that was for people who earned, filing jointly, $3.4 million in inflation-adjusted dollars. The top marginal tax rate in the United States today kicks in at about $400,000. Okay, so not the same thing. Two, even that 91% top marginal tax rate was never paid for by anyone. The effective tax rate for people making that amount of money in 1955 was about 45%. Why? Because everybody was shielding their income because of the lower corporate tax rate, and also because until at that point you were actually allowed to deduct on your taxes depreciation on all loans and depreciation on all real estate. So people just weren't paying that tax rate is the reality, and the economy was good because people weren't actually paying that tax rate. For every year between 1952 and 2014, the government brought in between 17 and 20% of GDP in tax revenue and between 7 and 9% of GDP in income tax revenue. So it's just a lie to suggest that taxes used to be so high and the economy was awesome when the taxes were super duper high. People just weren't paying them. They just were not paying them. If you really believe that you can do this to the tax rates and that magically everything will be okay, you're an idiot. And by the way, all the proposals they're talking about, these Medicare for All studies, Guy Benson put this together a few months ago. He talked about how to raise tax rates to pay for AOC's and Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All nonsense. And here's what he came up with. Here's what you have to do. You have to raise the payroll tax, paid for by workers and employers, by 10 percentage points for everyone. Hey, for the workers and the employers, so that's a 20% increase. Impose a brand new 20% national VAT sales tax and hike income tax rates across the board for poor people, middle-class people, and rich people by 10 percentage points. Not one of those, all of those. Coming up, the Democrats aren't just pushing enormous spending programs and universal basic income and Medicare for all and a green jobs economy and unionize all the workers and tax everybody at 137%. They're not just doing all that stuff. They're also pushing very important policies like getting rid of the Electoral College and also impeaching President Trump because he's an MF-er. No, really, that's something a congressperson actually said. A celebrated, fresh face in Congress. Are you excited?
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years' experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethecultures.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Capopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Fresh faces in Congress. They are bringing forth all their best ideas, like calling President Trump bad names and also shouting impeachment really loud. We have Brad Sherman, who is my representative here in California and is a full-fledged doof. He intends to introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump on Thursday as the new session of Congress convenes. Because this is a priority, we're going to impeach President Trump with no underlying charges. He's going to accuse Trump of obstruction of justice in the firing of James Comey, which is absolutely asinine. There's no obstruction of justice in firing your own FBI director. You have the authority to do that. Comey himself testified that the Mueller investigation was not hampered in any way by his firing, and yet they're now going to try and impeach him. But that's not all. They're going to scream about it. So Rashida Tlaib, who's another one of these new faces, a fresh face. Again, I'm not the one labeling these people the new leaders of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party are. And the media are. Not my fault. I'm not just cherry-picking these folks. Okay, when Vanity Fair did their spreadsheet, their big spread, in their new magazine, and it's a February issue, of power players, in which yours truly appears, the Democrats they chose from Congress were AOC, Rashida Tlaib, there's all these radicals. These are the people they chose to feature. This was the new wing, the new, diverse, magical wing. So, Rashida Tlaib is a radical anti-Semite. And not only is she in favor of boycott, divestment, and sanctions from the state of Israel, she has tweeted out radically awful things about Israel and Jews before. She's a terrible person. And Rashida Tlaib, but we can't say that she's a terrible person because she's diverse, right? She's one of the first Muslim American Congress people. She, along with another one of her colleagues in Congress this year, they're Muslim, and this means that they're inherently good, right? This means they're inherently good because diversity is inherently good. Rashida Tlaib, number one, her office immediately, I mean, just to show who she is, she moves into her congressional office, and Hannah Allam, who is a reporter, tweets out this photo of a map in her office. And says, someone has already made a slight alteration to the map that hangs in Rashida Tlaib's new congressional office. What does it show? It shows a post-it note that has been placed over Egypt with an arrow toward Israel and the word Palestine. So she wants to replace Israel with Palestine, which means the genocide of the Jews in the area. And she has placed that on her map in her congressional office. But don't worry, she's new and fresh-faced. Also, we know she's new and fresh-faced because she uses lots of curse words. Now, I remember a time, 30 seconds ago, when we kept hearing that Donald Trump was a very vulgar bad man because he's vulgar and bad. Now, there are those of us who don't like vulgarity. There are those of us who think that Donald Trump is vulgar and that his vulgarity is not excusable and that it's a bad thing. There are those of us who think that this sort of approach to politics is ugly, whether it's Republicans or Democrats. But there's something a little hypocritical about the Democrats whining about vulgarity and then celebrating as Rashida Tlaib goes out there and says that her chief goal is going to be impeaching the mother effer. She was caught saying this yesterday on tape. Here she was.
People love you and you win. Woo. And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won. Bullies don't win. And no. I said, baby, they don't. Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the mother.
That's how you know she's authentic. And by the way, if she said to her daughter, impeach the mother effer, so that's not very good parenting. I mean, I don't know how old her daughter is, but I don't curse to my children. That's a bizarre choice. Now, that doesn't mean that people can say, like, if you're not pissed at Trump doing this sort of stuff, then you're not allowed to really be pissed at Rashida Tlaib for doing this sort of stuff. But the same holds true the other way. So Nancy Pelosi, who's been whining about Donald Trump being vulgar for the last several years at this point, she shied away from moving forward with impeachment. But she said that the language used by Rashida Tlaib, well, it was no worse than what he said. She said that impeachment is divisive, but she's not actually going to, like, chide Rashida Tlaib over all of this because she can't control her own radicals. This is going to be an ongoing problem for Nancy Pelosi. Here was Pelosi basically making room for her own radicals while at the same time pretending that only the Republicans are radicals.
Many Democrats are talking about impeachment. You've said it would be sad and divisive for the country to pursue impeachment. Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to rule it out?
Well, we have to wait and see what happens with the Mueller report. We shouldn't be impeaching for a political reason, and we shouldn't avoid impeachment for a political reason. So we'll just have to see how it comes.
So that's her saying impeachment is on the table. She can't really name why yet, but sure, why not? And then she says about the language used. She says, generationally, that would not be language I would use, but nonetheless, I don't think we should make a big deal of it. The hypocrisy of politicians is so tiring. It's so tiring. Okay, if you're going to complain about Donald Trump's behavior, and when your own members use that same kind of behavior, you have to condemn it. And the same holds true on the right. If you're going to condemn Rashida Tlaib, then when President Trump uses this kind of behavior, you should also condemn it. Okay, you need to be consistent with these sorts of standards. Otherwise, there are no standards at all with which to be consistent. But that wasn't the only thing that Democrats were doing yesterday. Rashida Tlaib, for her part, she tweeted out that she's unapologetic about using the mother F word. She says, I will always speak truth to power. Hashtag unapologetically me. Oh, I'm so tired. It's January 4th, and I'm so tired. I will always speak truth to power. Yeah, speaking truth to power is calling the president a mother effer as people cheer wildly for you. Wow, what a difficult life you lead, Rashida Tlaib. Being elected once and then saying whatever you want and people cheering for you because you're a diverse congressperson. And I love it when it's like, unapologetically me. I'm here, and I'm proud to be me. You're so boring. You know it's not boring self-betterment. You know what actually is boring? I'm me. Oh, it's so just self-absorbed. Congratulations. You know who else is me? My son. And he pooped in his diaper. Just ridiculous. Okay, that's not the only thing Democrats were doing either. Also, Representative Steve Cohen introduced two bills on Thursday, one to eliminate the Electoral College. So that's exciting. It's particularly exciting because he doesn't understand how the Constitution works. You can't introduce a bill to remove the Electoral College. It's part of the Constitution, you moron. You actually have to introduce a constitutional amendment, which would never pass. So glad to see the Democrats have all their priorities in the correct place. Hank Johnson, a man who thinks that the island of Guam is going to tip over from too many people because he's a highly intelligent human. This is Congressman Hank Johnson from the GA 4th District. Meanwhile, he is ranting and raving about how Trump supporters are all committing suicide. So Democrats really demonstrating that they should be trusted with power. Now, their whole pitch was, you can't trust Trump with power. And now their whole pitch is, we crazy. I mean, so here is Hank Johnson being totally nuts.
Donald Trump supporters are older, less educated, less prosperous, and they are dying early. Their lifespans are decreasing, and many are dying from alcoholism, drug overdoses, liver disease, or simply a broken heart caused by economic despair.
Yeah, that's what Trump supporters are. They're all dying, committing suicide. It's all the Trump supporters. That's what's happening here. No Democrats have ever committed heroin overdoses. None. I mean, incredible knowledge being dropped there by Hank Johnson, who legitimately said that an island was going to tip over because of overpopulation. Ay, 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 ay. The good news, though, is that the media are doing yeoman's work in covering the Democrats. CNN took Nancy Pelosi for ice cream. I am not kidding you. Remember when they did this with Paul Ryan when he became speaker? Nah, neither do I. Remember when Donald Trump became president and they took him for a milkshake? I mean, we know he likes milkshakes. Bill O'Reilly took him for a milkshake once. Okay, but do you remember when CNN did that? I don't. But here they are taking charming Nancy Pelosi over to the local Vaquero's for some ice cream. Hopefully sugar-free so it doesn't melt away at those dentures. Here they are on CNN.
She attributes her boundless energy to Italian genes. It's certainly not a balanced diet. Dark chocolate and ice cream. The Caro's has been her favorite since she was a little girl.
The chocolate. Not the chocolate chip, the chocolate. I like my chocolate unadulterated.
Okay, so that's a thing. She likes her chocolate unadulterated. Good coverage there, CNN. Solid coverage. I mean, I can't imagine why people think CNN's a biased network. I mean, come on. That's not bias. That's hard-hitting reporting. She attributes her long-standing life expectancy to Italian genes. Very, very important stuff. By the way, do we have any data about, like, whether Italians live longer? I don't know that data exists, but doesn't matter. She's an old lady, and we have to trust everything she says. She loves dark chocolate, and she loves ice cream, and she used to go to Vaquero's as a child. And this means that she is going to legislate on behalf of the children. Oh, CNN, you suck so radically much. Yeah, it makes you actually want to chant that at like a rally. It really, like CNN sucks. I mean, that just awful stuff. Okay, so I want to get to the government shutdown, which continues. I also want to get to the markets, which have been all over the place. But first, let's talk about the fact that sometimes you miss parts of the show. Well, if you miss parts of the show, what do you do to get caught up? Well, usually that means nothing. But you can go over to DailyWire.com right now, and when you go to DailyWire.com, you can get this show on demand anytime. You can listen to every past episode. If you become a subscriber, you get access to the whole show as video, too. Your life is vastly enriched by the ability to see every single detail on the show. You can actually see the relevant news clips and photos and my reactions to them. Not only do you get my show, you're also able to hear from noteworthy voices like Andrew Klavan and Matt Walsh, ordinary voices like Michael Moles as well. You can ask me questions in my mailbag. The entire Daily Wire team has its finger on the pulse of the conservative movement, and they will keep you educated and informed on the most newsworthy stories of the day. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to DailyWire.com, become a subscriber for just $9.99 a month, or $99 a year. When you spend $99 a year, you also get a Leftist Tears hot or cold tumbler. You get all the episodes of my show, the Klavan show, the Walsh show, lots of different shows. Also, go check out DailyWire.com because we have fresh content every single day brought to you piping hot. DailyWire.com. Become a subscriber. Join thousands of fans in supporting the largest conservative podcast in the country. Alrighty, so the government shutdown, meanwhile, continues apace as the Democrats push out their own idiotic policies. They say one thing that they will certainly, certainly not pay for. So they'll spend literally trillions of dollars on programs that do not work. Medicare for all. They're going to spend trillions of dollars on universal basic income. They're going to spend trillions of dollars on a Green New Deal, which is just basically a cronyist boondoggle where they pay their friends and their union cronies. They're going to spend billions of dollars on that, but they will not give President Trump $5.6 billion for a wall. No deal. No. None. Not a dime. And Nancy Pelosi is saying that. She says, I will offer President Trump $1. She literally said this. Okay, her opening bargaining position was like Alec Baldwin from 30 Rock. $1. Here she is.
Is there any situation in which you would accept even a dollar of wall funding for this president in order to reopen the government?
A dollar? $1? Yeah, $1.
So how high was you willing to go? Are you willing to go?
No, you said a dollar. You said a dollar.
So how high are you willing to go?
Well, that's not your question. You said a dollar. I'm answering your question.
She's in such a good mood. She spent a dollar. You know, as there's an old Oscar Wilde joke in which Oscar Wilde apparently went up to a woman at a cocktail party, and he said to her, you know, this is how you know it's apocryphal because Oscar Wilde was gay. But in any case, Oscar Wilde supposedly went up to this woman, and he said to her, Madam, would you sleep with me for £1 million? And she said, I'd have to think about it. And they said, would you sleep with me for £1? And she said, how dare you, sir? What kind of woman do you think I am? He said, well, we already know what you are. We're just haggling over the price now. Really, I mean, if Nancy Pelosi is willing to give a dollar, why not $5.6 billion? I mean, really, same thing in federal government terms. In any case, they will not grant a dollar for the wall, or if they will, it's like $1. And she's meanwhile, Mike Pence says the shutdown is going to continue without the wall, which, by the way, it should. We'll talk about the politics of this in just a second, because there are a lot of people saying, oh, it's going to damage President Trump. Democrats are in control of Congress now. I'm not sure that's how this is going to play out.
Ever since the Christmas holiday, the president sent us to Capitol Hill. I met with Senator Schumer not once but twice. We engaged in good faith negotiations. The president and I canceled all of our Christmas vacation plans. We were here in Washington, D.C. Democrats broke off negotiations about a week ago, but the president's made it clear. We're here to make a deal. But it's a deal that's going to result in achieving real gains on border security. And you have no border security without a wall. We will have no deal without a wall.
By the way, Pence apparently in a meeting already went to Schumer and said, we don't need $5.6 billion. We'll do $2.5 billion. And then Schumer was like, well, you guys said you wanted $5.6 billion. And Trump sat there nodding at Schumer, which is just amazing. Undercutting Pence in the room during the negotiations. It's just incredible stuff. But the fact is that the Trump administration is willing to move. The Democrats are simply not willing to move. President Trump called sort of an impromptu press conference. He went into the press room yesterday. He congratulated Nancy Pelosi, and then he talked about the border wall, and he is correct to do so.
I just want to start off by congratulating Nancy Pelosi on being elected Speaker of the House. It's a very, very great achievement, and hopefully we're going to work together, and we're going to get lots of things done, like infrastructure and so much more. I know they want to do that very badly, so do I. So hopefully we're going to have a lot of things that we can get done together. And I think it's actually going to work out. I think it'll be a little bit different than a lot of people are thinking. So I congratulate Nancy. Tremendous, tremendous achievement.
Okay. And then he went on and talked about, you know, why we needed a wall. And he is right about that. So this is Trump being generous. The media cracked down on him anyway. How dare President Trump interrupt the swearing in of these new Democratic members? How dare he steal the spotlight? Because Obama never stole the spotlight from anybody. That was never his thing, Obama. He was just eschewed the spotlight like crazy. If there's one thing I remember about Barack Obama, that was a man who disdained the spotlight. He definitely never wanted to be the center of attention. President Trump did put out a tweet about the border wall. Trump should make this a national issue. And he should force Nancy Pelosi to answer why she is willing to allow government workers to be furloughed simply to not pay for a wall. They're going to have to explain that one. Coming up, even while the stock market bounces around like a ping pong ball, the fact is that the economy continues to soar. There's a brand new economic report out today, very, very good for President Trump, even as the Democrats try to destroy the fundamental bases of the American economy. We'll talk about it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
This is the Savage Nation.
Michael Savage here to tell you that big changes are coming next year. I'm launching a new podcast on the Westwood One Podcast Network. This will be an entirely new listening experience where I will be unleashed, unvarnished, fresh content each day starting January 7th. So you want to catch the Savage podcast, do you? Go to iTunes on Apple or go to michaelsavage.com or wherever you get your podcast now.
From the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Welcome back. So even as the Democrats have decided that the fundamentals of the American economy ought to be undermined in favor of utopian schemes, the economy continues to churn. The new economic report shows an amazing 312,000 jobs added in December, plus average hourly pay improved 3.2% from a year ago, up from average wage growth of 2.7% at the end of 2017. It's a very, very solid economic report. The amount that was expected was like 200,000 jobs added. It's 312,000 jobs added instead. The unemployment rate did rise slightly to 3.9% because people were looking for more work. They've gotten back into the jobs market. 4% is basically considered by economists full employment. So we have a full employment economy, and Democrats are treating it as though we are supposed to wreck that economy with 70% tax rates across the board and massive green scams designed to pay off all of their political cronies. Trump should just run on their radicalism, right? This would be a very good – now Trump has an opponent. So it was suggested yesterday by the execrable Michael Knowles that that President Trump does better when he has an opponent, an actual opponent. Now he has actual opponents in Congress. Maybe that's true. He should aim his fire directly at their idiotic programs that they are pushing as hard as they possibly can, because they're going to keep pushing these programs even if the economy is good. Now, there are warning signs on the horizon for the economy. Apple, for example, announced that its earnings would come up short. That's because Apple has been poorly run. I mean, really, their products just are not as innovative as they once were. And this is one of the realities of the economy. It's why when people talk about Google being inevitably large and eating the world economy and all the rest of it, companies rise, companies fall. The number of companies that have been on the S&P 500 is not 500 over the course of the last 50 years. It is several thousand, because companies join, companies fall off. There was a time when Apple was a secondary company, when IBM was the big company. And now IBM is barely alive, and Apple is on top. Well, Apple will fall too. The same will happen with Google. I remember a time when AltaVista was a thing and Yahoo was a thing. Okay. All these companies rise and fall because of innovation. Now, innovation makes people uncomfortable. It makes them feel like they're not in control. There are a lot of articles today out in the New York Times about how innovation is basically stalling, and we don't know where the next big thing is going to come from. If we knew where the next big thing was going to come from, then I would have invested in it, wouldn't have you? The great lie that's told by centralized planners is that there are a few geniuses who can just forecast where technology is going to go. Again, if they could forecast where technology were going to go, they would just invest in the technology and be rich themselves. Certainly the folks at government level can't do that. When you try to force innovation, it generally fails. This sort of stuff is just, it's foolish. It's foolish. But foolishness is stock and trade for a lot of folks these days, and that's what President Trump should campaign on, because it turns out that whatever President Trump's problems, at least he isn't proposing destroying the entire United States and thus world economy on the shoulders of centralized planning by bartenders from New York. Okay, let's get into the mailbag for a few minutes. So Annette says, hey, my 7-year-old is super into U.S. history. He really enjoys watching Crash Course on U.S. History videos. However, I've noticed a significant liberal bent in a lot of these videos. Do you have any recommendations for U.S. history that are trustworthy and could still be considered somewhat entertaining to a 7-year-old? Well, you know, I've recommended for years the musical 1776. My daughter is 4. She loves the musical 1776 because, indeed, it is, in fact, musical. There are nuances to American history. Not all of American history is glorious and wonderful, but the overarching thrust of American history and philosophy is inherently wonderful. And if that's not what kids are initially taught, and they are instead taught that America was initially bad and was founded on racism and sexism and slavery and all this kind of stuff, then what they're going to come away with is a leftist version of history that ignores the transformative power of the United States.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition, a chance to college, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
With that report, the Labor Department reports the economy added a whopping 312,000 jobs. At the same time, the unemployment rate ticked up to 3.9%, but that was a reflection of a surge in job seekers, generally a positive sign for growth. And wages also improved, with average hourly pay up 3.2% from a year ago. Healthcare, food services, construction, and manufacturing were the primary contributors to last month's hiring. It comes as an encouraging display of strength for an economy in the midst of a trade war, slowing global growth, and a partial shutdown of the federal government. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The White House says that negotiations will continue into the weekend as the partial government shutdown will continue. Here's correspondent Sagar Magani.
During their second meeting in 3 days here at the White House, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said the president indicated he would keep the government shut down for a long time unless he gets what he wants for border security.
Months or even years.
Minutes later, the president confirmed that, saying the shutdown could end sooner than people think.
But I will do whatever we have to do. If we have to stay out for a very long period of time, we're going to do that.
He says there is an agreement with the Democratic leaders who have their staffs work through the weekend on ending the standoff. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Trump administration says it is exploring ways to prevent a pay raise for senior White House staff and cabinet officials during the government shutdown. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the administration is aware of the issue and is exploring options to prevent this from being implemented while some federal workers are furloughed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
There was a fiery crash yesterday on Interstate 75 near Gainesville, Florida. Lieutenant Pat Reardon with the Florida Highway Patrol says that five children and the drivers of the two tractor trailers that collided were killed.
What we know at this point is that we do have seven fatalities out of this incident. Five of them were children.
Reardon says spilled diesel fuel sparked the massive fire on Interstate 75.
Once the semis struck, they both caught on fire, as well as the passenger car that was carried over from the northbound lane.
The children were traveling in a large passenger van heading to Walt Disney World. Investigators say that a big rig and a passenger vehicle collided in the northbound lanes of the highway and continued across the guardrail and into the path of another big truck and a church van. At least 8 people were sent to the hospital with injuries. News and analysis at townhall.com. Ford has issued the latest in a series of recalls involving Takata airbags.
The latest recall involves more than 950,000 Ford vehicles worldwide, most of them in the U.S. Ford will replace the inflators and passenger-side airbags made by Takata. The device relies on ammonium nitrate to create a small explosion that inflates the airbags, but the chemical can deteriorate over time due to heat and humidity and explode with too much force. The recall covers the Ford Edge, Fusion, Ranger, and Mustang, the Lincoln MKX and MKZ, and the Mercury Milan for model years ranging from 2010 to 2014. Some of the recalls may be limited to specific geographic areas. I'm Ben Thomas.
Marriott says fewer guest records were compromised and feared in a previously announced data breach, but the largest hotel chain in the world confirmed that approximately 5.25 million unencrypted passport numbers were accessed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Casey and Danny Dollar, owners of Top Dollar Films, are premiering The Dragon Unleashed in Reading January 9th at the Cascade Theater. The Dragon Unleashed is an action-adventure film starring John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard fame. Over 90% of The Dragon Unleashed was filmed in Shasta County with local actors and crew. The premiere will also include a raffle of movie memorabilia, including a rare Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox signed by John Schneider. Join us January 9th at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Theater for the premiere of The Dragon Unleashed. This film is rated for mature audiences. For more information, go to Top Dollar Films on Facebook.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Dana Show.
I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all.
If you knew the shows that I turned down in order to speak to you, you would be very impressed with yourself, Dana. That I can tell you.
Giving you the facts.
A natural right is a right you have as a free American. It is not up for debate, up for discussion, up for abridgment, nor compromise, nor rollback in any form.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
When I bust my A double snakes making that green, the government does not get to tell me what I can or cannot do with it.
Listen live around the world.
Are you a citizen or are you a subject? Because I'm a citizen, and I'll ask whatever question I want to whenever I want to. If you're a subject, you go on and you be a subject. I'm a citizen.
The Dana Show.
We're going to go to the president in the Rose Garden, who is speaking now after meeting with congressional leaders about the shutdown. It's in progress.
Having 3 in 4 women with tape on their mouths and tied up, sitting in the back of a van or a car, and they'll drive that van or the car not through a port of entry where we have very talented people that look for every little morsel of drugs or even people or whatever they're looking for. Not going to go there. They get off the road, and they drive out into the desert, and they come on. They make a left turn. Usually it's a left, not a right. Most of them come out because in San Diego and in areas of California, we just finished brand-new walls, beautiful walls, steel walls, and they wanted them badly. They were asking us. That's why we did it there. I said, let's not do it in California. California always complains through their great governors. They're always complaining. I said, let's not do it. Let the governor ask us. But we did it anyway because they really needed it. They were having tremendous problems. So we built a brand-new wall in San Diego, and it's working really well. You should go and look at it. It's amazing. It's incredible how well it works. But these coyotes and these human traffickers, they make a right turn before they get to the port of entry. They go as far as the wall is or as far as the barricade is, and then they make a left, welcome to the United States. And what they do with usually the women, sometimes children, that they're trafficking with and in you don't want to know about. So the only way you're going to stop that is by having a solid steel structure or concrete structure, whether it's a wall or some form of very powerful steel. Now, the steel is actually more expensive than the concrete, but I think we're probably talking about steel because I really feel the other side feels better about it, and I can understand what they're saying. It is more expensive. We mentioned the price that we want $5.6 billion very strongly because numbers are thrown around, 1.6, 2.1, 2.5. This is national security we're talking about. We're not talking about games. We're talking about national security. This should have been done by all of the presidents that preceded me, and they all know it. Some of them have told me that we should have done it. So we're not playing games. We have to do it. And just remember human traffickers. Remember drugs. The drugs are pouring into this country. They don't go through the ports of entry. When they do, they sometimes get caught. When we finish, and the Democrats do want this, they want ports of entry strengthened, and I want to do that too. In fact, we have it down. It's about $400 million, and we can have the best equipment in the world. Now what they'll do, if we have the protection and we have strong ports of entry with this incredible drug-finding equipment, I don't know what they're going to do because they're not coming in through past the steel gates or the steel walls or the concrete walls, depending on what's happening, because we are meeting this weekend. We have a group. I've set up a group. They are going to tell us who their group of experts and probably people in the Senate and congressmen and women are going to come. And we have three. I said, give us three. Then I said, you know what? Send over nine or six or three or two. Doesn't matter. Send over whoever you want. But it's common sense. So now when they make that turn, they make it. And now all of a sudden, they can't go any further. And they have to go back. And that's going to stop the caravans for two reasons. Number one, they're not going to be able to get through. But when they realize they can't get through, what's going to happen? They're not going to form and they're not going to try and come up. And they can apply for asylum, and they can, most importantly, they can apply for citizenship because the companies that I told you that created these great job numbers, they're incredible job numbers, beyond anybody's expectations. I don't think there was one Wall Street genius, of which I know many of them, but they're not geniuses. There's not one that predicted anywhere close to these job numbers. I thought they were going to be good. But there wasn't one that I saw. So now we have everything so beautifully handled. We need to have, however, we need border security. And all of this security, if we do what I think what the Democrats want, all of the border things that we'll be building will be done right here in the good old USA by steel companies that were practically out of business when I came into office as president, and now they're thriving. You call up the heads of U.S. Steel, and I could name 10 companies. You look at what's going on in the steel industry. It's almost a miracle. It was a dead industry. We need steel for defense. We need steel for a lot of things, steel and aluminum. But those industries were in deep trouble. The steel industry was almost dead, and now it's a very vibrant, vibrant industry. So what I'm going to do is ask first of all, Mike Pence, Vice President, to say a couple of words, because Mike is, we put together a team of people that will work over the weekend, and they'll be negotiating on the border, on the look, on different things having to do with border security, including at the ports of entry. And I think they're going to be very successful, because I found the Democrats really want to do something. So we're at 5.6. If you look at it, $5.6 billion. But we are able to also, in addition to that, because what we want to do has to be done properly, and we're negotiating very tough prices, very, very tough, because you heard much higher numbers. Those higher numbers were very much a misnomer. You heard 20 and 25 billion. and DACA. What happened is when a judge incredibly, because it was an incredibly, I will say, wrong decision. In fact, President Obama, when he signed the DACA with the executive order, made a statement to the effect, this isn't going to work. And some judge from the Ninth Circuit, here we go again, upheld it. And then it was upheld by the Ninth Circuit appellate. And now it's going before the United States Supreme Court. And hopefully that will be properly adjudicated, because if it is, talks will begin on larger immigration matters having to do with DACA, having to do with other things. So that is taking place. We may add a few things onto our discussions over the weekend, but I'm going to ask Mike Pence, and then I'll have Leader McCarthy say a few words, and we'll take a couple of questions. But we're very proud of the jobs and the job numbers. That was incredible. And I think I'll be even more proud if we can have great border security for the first time in really the history of our country. The southern border is a dangerous, horrible disaster. We've done a great job, but you can't really do the kind of job we have to do unless you have a major, powerful barrier, and that's what we're going to have. So first we start with Mike Pence. Okay, Mike.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are nearly 2 weeks into a government shutdown, but our nation is also in the midst of a crisis on our southern border. And today, President Trump convened for the second time this week Republican and Democrat leaders from the Congress to address both issues. And we are truly grateful for the candid and constructive dialogue that took place today here at the White House with Speaker Pelosi and Leader Schumer, with our Republican Senate leadership as well. And we look forward to continued dialogue over the course of this weekend. Make no mistake about it, we are in the midst of a crisis at our southern border. Every day, nearly 2,000 people are apprehended or stopped attempting to come into our country that have no lawful claim to be here. Last year alone, 17,000 individuals with previous criminal records were apprehended attempting to come across our southern border. Every day, all across this country, in a single week, 300 Americans lose their lives to the scourge of heroin addiction. 90% of the heroin in this country flows through our southern border. And the human trafficking that the president just described so compellingly. Last month alone, 20,000 minors were brought alone across our border, were interdicted by Border Patrol personnel. You heard the president's passion today here at the podium. And we all, Leader McCarthy and all the leaders gathered in the Situation Room today, heard the president's passion for the better part of 2 hours. Not just to address the government shutdown, but to address border security and this crisis at our southern border. And today, President Trump provided the kind of leadership that the American people expect in such a moment. He made it clear that we are committed to achieving border security as we resolve this budget impasse. He made it clear that we are going to build a wall on our southern border. As I said, the conversations were constructive and substantive. And at the close of the meeting, the president directed me and Jared Kushner and Secretary Nielsen to meet with top-level staff of Democrat and Republican leadership in the House and Senate over the course of this weekend and see if we could build on the common ground that we identified in the discussions today. Our aim will be to find a solution, not just simply to end the government shutdown, to provide funding to end the crisis at our southern border, to achieve real border security, and to build a wall on our southern border. And, Mr. President, I promise you, as you promised the Republican and Democrat leadership today, that we will work earnestly over the weekend. We will work in good faith. The American people deserve nothing less, and we enter this weekend and these discussions hopeful. Again, not simply that we will end a budget shutdown, but that we will make finally meaningful progress on securing our southern border to prevent the flow of narcotics, human trafficking, illegal immigration that has so beset our country now for more than a generation. And with the president's leadership and direction, we'll hope to accomplish just that.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Kevin? I came down for the second time this week. Basing on the meeting that we had earlier in the week, I didn't expect the meeting to last very long. It was 2 hours. This was much more productive than we've had.
We're going to take a quick break. The president, now this is the this is Kevin McCarthy coming. We had the vice president who just spoke as well. We're going to give you, we're going to update you with all this stuff as there are more developments as well. And as we kick on, because we still have quite a bit to get into as we get on moving. We'll be opening up the phone lines later on, and we're going to discuss some of the latest. There's more new bills that are being filed, in fact. And I have one I'm actually looking at right now that was filed, that was introduced today, that we'll tell you about. In the meantime, our friends over at MyPillow have made a great product. And I was such a skeptic at first, and I got one as a Christmas gift last year. Honestly, the best pillow out there. And I've had all of the pillows, all of them. I love it because you can pick how firm or soft you want your pillow to be, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. It's machine washable and dryable, which is awesome. And if you don't love yours, there's a money back guarantee, but they make it so easy. Call 800-944-4975 or visit mypillow.com. Use promo code Dana and you can get two MyPillows for the price of one. You can be stingy like me and keep both of them, or you can be totally generous and gracious and share. Your choice. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. That's mypillow.com, promo code Dana. Call 800-944-4975 or visit mypillow.com, promo code Dana for my special buy one, get one free offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about the now.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Defending her principles, ideals, and herself. It's the Dana Show.
The president is still talking from the Rose Garden. He says there's going to be a meeting over on the weekend about the border, and he's hopeful that the shutdown won't last too terribly long. That's all up to Democrats, though, ultimately. Let's go ahead and kick it into some of the latest headlines.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is kind of interesting here. This is from I don't know what news site this is. Apparently, actually, this story sucks. I'm going to move on to something different. Sorry. I'm just like, I just became reacquainted with it, and I'm like, this is stupid. I'm done with it. So a Chicago alderman, Ed Burke, was charged with corruption. And this is a guy, he's a powerful Chicago council member. This is a guy who's very anti-gun. He constantly attacks law-abiding gun owners. Oh, my goodness. 75-year-old Ed Burke has one count of attempted extortion. Oh, and guess what? When they, like, raided his office, guess how many guns he had in his office? He had about 24 of them when he was busted. So, yeah, Ed Burke is a total hypocrite and a coward. Look at that. Also, let's see, pull this up. This comes from ABC. I don't know what I think about this, although I have a lot of military friends that are blasting it. Marine Corps is integrating male and female platoons during boot camp for the first time. They're going to integrate both of them. Unlike other services, they haven't fully integrated women or men during recruit training. So at the recruit depot at Paris Island in South Carolina, the first three battalions are all male. The fourth is all female. And they said the Marine Corps has the lowest percentage of women among the services at just under 9%. So they decided to incorporate the 50 female recruits into the all-male battalion. I have a lot, men and women, male and female, active duty and veteran friends of mine are blasting this. And I'm just kind of reading what they're saying. We have a lot more in store. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. More of the Dana Show back after this.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy, and you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more,
learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This portion of the Dana Show is brought to you by Kel-Tec. They don't make ordinary firearms, they invent better ones. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Visit them at KelTecWeapons.com.
So the president is still speaking in the Rose Garden. He's talking about the where I want to rejoin it because he's specifically talking about the wall right now. And then I have some crazy audio. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she wants to fight for a 70% income tax. No joke. Listen to the president.
Those people are going to turn their vehicles or the gangs. They're going to be coming in through those gaps. And we cannot let that happen. Kevin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate that. Question about government employees. What is your personal message to those who are impacted by the shutdown? And if you wouldn't mind, if you could comment on the remarks made by a freshman congressperson about impeachment involving a bit of a profanity last night.
Well, you can't impeach somebody that's doing a great job. That's the way I view it. I've probably done more in the first 2 years than any president, any administration in the history of our country. You look at tax cuts, you look at regulations, you look at what we've done for the vets, you look at the rebuilding of the military and the numbers that we're talking about, and many other things. I can give you a list. It's pages long. So I think it's very hard to impeach somebody who's done a great job. That's number one. And we even talked about that today. I said, why don't you use this for impeachment? And Nancy said, we're not looking to impeach you. I said, that's good, Nancy. That's good. But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job. And you don't impeach people when there was no collusion, because there was no collusion. You know Russians better than I do, Kevin, okay? There was no collusion. I didn't need Russians to help me win Iowa. I didn't need Russians to help me win the great state of Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. I won them because I went there and I campaigned hard. And my opponent didn't go there enough. And she lost a lot of good states, a lot of states that for many, many years, for decades, have gone Democrat. They went Republican. That's why I won. Not because of Russia.
Your comment about the freshman congressperson's comments specifically.
Well, I thought her comments were disgraceful. This is a person that I don't know. I assume she's new. I think she dishonored herself, and I think she dishonored her family. Using language like that in front of her son and whoever else was there, I thought that was a great dishonor to her and to her family. I thought it was highly disrespectful to the United States of America. Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Earlier this week, you repeated your claim that through the USMCA, Mexico will be paying
for
the wall. Can you describe in detail the specific mechanisms in the trade deal that
will
make
Mexico pay for
the wall?
We made a new deal, a new trade deal. NAFTA has been one of the great disasters of all time, probably the worst trade deal ever made, maybe. We lost millions of jobs, thousands and thousands of companies. NAFTA left our country dry. NAFTA was a disaster. I campaigned on either terminating or renegotiating NAFTA. And Bob Lighthizer and Jared Kushner and a whole group of people did an incredible job. They did an incredible job. And now we have a deal that's great for our country. And by the way, good for Mexico, good for Canada also. As you know, it's the three countries. We will be taking in billions and billions of dollars more money for the United States, including jobs, including companies that won't be leaving us anymore and going to Mexico and, in some cases, Canada to a lesser extent. But we lost 25% of our car business because of NAFTA. NAFTA was a disaster. Now we have the USMCA, the United States, Mexico, and Canada trade agreement. It's brand new. It's totally different. It makes it very difficult for companies to incentive-wise move to other countries. And we will be making billions and billions of dollars a year more money.
So why not?
And that is
for the wall,
paying,
though?
Excuse me, because I didn't have to. That is paying for the wall. Many, many times over. In fact, what we save on the USMCA, the new trade deal we have with Mexico and Canada, what we save on that just with Mexico will pay for the wall many times over just in a period of a year, 2 years, and 3 years. So I view that as absolutely Mexico is paying for the wall, and that's fine.
Will you be pressuring Putin?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Go.
You ran your campaign promising supporters that Mexico is going to pay for the wall
and
that the
again.
Wall was going to be
okay.
made of concrete. You just said earlier that the wall could be made of steel, and right now our government is shut down over a demand from your administration that the American taxpayer pay for the wall. So how can you say you're not failing on that promise to your supporters?
Very nice question, so beautifully asked, even though I just answered it.
You didn't answer.
Look, let me just tell you,
excuse me,
are you ready? Are you ready? I just told you that we just made a trade deal, and we will take in billions and billions of dollars, far more than the cost of the wall. The wall is peanuts compared to what the value of this trade deal is to the United States. As far as concrete, I said I was going to build a wall. I never said, I'm going to build a concrete. I said I'm going to build a wall.
You said concrete.
Just so you don't, because I know you're not into the construction business, you don't understand something. We now have a great steel business that's rebuilt in the United States. Steel is stronger than concrete. If I build this wall or fence or anything the Democrats need to call it, because I'm not into names, I'm into production. I'm into something that works. If I build a steel wall rather than a concrete wall, it will actually be stronger than a concrete. Steel is stronger than concrete, okay? In case you could check it out. Listen, if I build a wall and the wall is made out of steel instead of concrete, I think people will like that. And here's the other good thing. I'll have it done by the United States Steel Corporation, by companies in our country that are now powerful, great companies again. And they've become powerful over the last 2 years because of me and because of our trade policies. So if I have a steel wall, or you could call it a steel fence, but it'll be more powerful than any of the concrete walls that we're talking about. It's possible that it will look better. And one of the things, I think you have seen this, that's very important for us, very, very important, in speaking to Border Patrol, ICE, and actually local law enforcement, and even military, they want to be able to see through it. You can't really see through a concrete wall. They want to be able to see who's on the other side of the wall. Because if they're here, and you have about a 12-inch concrete wall, and you have people on the other side, but you can't see what's over there, it's very dangerous. They want to be able to see through the wall. A see-through wall made out of steel is far stronger than a concrete wall. So I'm very happy with it. I think, I'm not sure, but I think that's what the Democrats prefer. And if it can get them there, I'm okay. It actually will be a more powerful wall, and it will be a more beautiful wall than having a concrete wall.
So if the new trade deal, Mr. President.
All right, Jeff.
Mr.
Jeff,
President,
go ahead.
If the new trade deal
Mr. President.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff.
You mentioned China, sir, in your remarks. Are you concerned about the words and the actions of Apple this week with regard to revenue? And can you tell us what sort of progress you meant when you were referring to trade talks with China?
Well, I think we're doing very well. China's paying us tremendous tariffs. We're getting billions and billions of dollars of money pouring into the Treasury of the United States, which in history we've never gotten from China, as you know. It's been very unfair. I had a fantastic meeting with President Xi, who I both like and respect. One of the things that came out of that meeting was fentanyl. As you know, almost all of it comes from China. And he's going to now criminalize the making of fentanyl. And unlike our country, they have unbelievably strong prohibitions about drugs. It was not on their list. They view it as a, I guess, as some kind of a commercial product. Now they view it as something that's very dangerous. They're going to be changing their laws to make fentanyl a criminal process if you're making fentanyl. If they do that, you know what their ultimate is. It's called the death penalty. I think that could have a tremendous, and I thanked President Xi very much. So the first question I said to him before we started the trade talks in Argentina, this was a meeting that was supposed to last for about 45 minutes, and it ended up being almost 4 hours. Some of you were there. It was a great meeting. We'll see what happens. You never know with a deal. But I will tell you, China is not doing well now, and it puts us in a very strong position. We are doing very well. But we're taking in billions and billions of dollars, and I hope we're going to make a deal with China. And if we don't, they're paying us tens of billions of dollars worth of tariffs. Not the worst thing in the world. But I think we will make a deal with China. I really think they want to. I think they sort of have to. And I think we're going to have a great relationship. I think that President Xi and myself have a great relationship. Also, North Korea. We're doing very well with North Korea. And that's based on relationship also. Yeah.
Can you just, Mr. President,
go ahead. One more quickly.
Just
go ahead.
Follow up, sir. Apple issued a revenue warning this week, which led its stock to go down and the rest of the stock market to go down as well. Are you concerned about that?
No, I'm not. I mean, look, they've gone up a lot. You know, they've gone up hundreds of percent since I'm president. Apple was at a number that was incredible, and they're going to be fine. Apple is a great company, but that's not my look. I have to worry about our country. Don't forget this. Apple makes their product in China. I told Tim Cook, who's a friend of mine, who I like a lot, make your product in the United States. Build those big, beautiful plants that go on for miles, it seems. Build those plants in the United States. I like that even better. Apple makes its product in China. China is the biggest beneficiary of Apple, more than us, because they build their product mostly in China. But now he's investing $350 billion because of what we did with taxes and the incentives that we created in the United States. He's going to build a campus and lots of other places. So my focus is the United States. I want to get those companies to come back, like so many are doing, into the United States. I want Apple to make their iPhones and all of the great things that they make in the United States, and that'll take place.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to ask you two questions. One, as you talk about the wall, eminent domain,
yeah.
Many of those who own property on the southern border will lose their property because of this, and once this happens, they say that they could go to court with you for years. It could take years. Then also, what is a safety net for federal workers? You're saying months and possibly a year for this shutdown. Do you have in mind a safety net for those who need their checks, those who need SSI, those who need Medicaid, what have you?
Well, the safety net is going to be having a strong border because we're going to be safe. I'm not talking about economically, but ultimately economically. I really believe that these people, many of the people that we're talking about, many of the people you're discussing, I really believe that they agree with what we're doing. And we can have this, April, we can have this fixed very quickly. This can happen by early next week. We're going to be working over the weekend. We can have a solution to this, but I wanted to keep it all at one point. And I think a lot of the people that you're referring to, April, are really wanting that to happen too. I really believe a lot of them want to see border security, and they're willing to give it up. When I had the people in yesterday, and they represent most of the Border Patrol. The people that you had yesterday that were at the news conference, they represent most of Border Patrol. Every one of them said, don't even think about us. Get this fixed. That is doing the great thing for our country. As far as eminent domain, you're right, 100%. Eminent domain is very interesting. But without eminent domain, you wouldn't have any highways, you wouldn't have any schools, you wouldn't have any roadways. What we're doing with eminent domain is, in many cases, we'll make a deal up front, and we've already done that. The secretary has done a lot of that. And if we can't make a deal, we take the land and we pay them through a court process, which goes actually fairly quickly. And we're generous. But we take the land. Otherwise, you could never build anything. If you didn't use eminent domain, you wouldn't have one highway in this country. You have to use eminent domain. It's actually something you don't want to use it, but if you're going to do a stretch, as an example, on pipelines and other things that go, you have to use eminent domain. Otherwise, you'd never be able to buy the land. If we had one person that wouldn't sell us out of hundreds, just one, it only takes one, then we wouldn't be able to build proper border security because we'd have that big opening that I was talking about. So what happens is some are paid up front. You make a deal up front, and we're willing to do that in all cases. And when they're unwilling to make a deal, which also happens, then you go to court. But in the meantime, we're able to build the border security. So I think it's a fair process. I think it's a process that's very necessary, but I think it's fair.
But that could couldn't that hold up your wall?
No, it's not going to hold it up because under the military version of eminent domain and under actually Homeland Security, we can do it before we even start. Now, a lot of times we'll make a deal, and I would say a good percentage of the time we're making deals. We have already purchased a lot of it. You know, a lot of the money that we've been given has already been spent on purchasing the land, the right of way. It's essentially a right of way. So we are very, very far along on that. But eminent domain is something that has to be used, usually you would say for anything that's long, like a road, like a pipeline, or like a wall or a fence. Okay, thank you. Good question. It's a good question. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So two questions. First,
we got to really get going. That he kept saying that was the last question. Was the last question 2 questions ago? Ah, come on, Mr. President. All right, as we get rocking and rolling here, our good friends over at Patriot Mobile, this is a good phone service, and you should check them out. I switched literally 5 years ago. Stop using your cell phone to fund amnesty and everything that goes against all the things you vote to protect. It's easy to switch with Patriot Mobile. A portion of your monthly bill is donated to conservative organizations that fight for the things in which you believe. They have unlimited talk and text plans starting as low as $20 a month. Great customer service. There's no reason on earth to wait. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana to get your activation fee waived or mention Dana when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Switch to Patriot Mobile today and fight to protect your rights with Patriot Mobile.
Hello, this is America's healthcare advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in 3 major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Mayo Clinic child psychiatrist Dr. Paul Corkin says it's normal for kids to play video games, but parents should pay attention to lines being crossed into addiction.
Playing the games all night long, abandoning things that used to be a source of great enjoyment, schoolwork, friendships, sports.
Dr. Corkin says gaming addiction can often be a sign of broader mental health issues like anxiety or depression. He recommends 3 things to parents who think their child is addicted to gaming. 1, communicate as much as possible so you have a handle on what's going on in your child's mind.
It's a time to get more involved in the teenager's life and try to open up more channels of communications and really get a handle on what's going on in their life.
2, establish strict rules about screen time and stick to them. And 3, don't be afraid to get them professional help. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's The Dana Show.
At D. Lash on Twitter. Official Dana Lash on Facebook. And we have so much still to cover. And coming up next hour, the president's still speaking in the Rose Garden. We're going to take, I have to share with you this audio from Alexandria Cortez, who says that we need to have a 70% income tax rate. What? No. Don't play it now. Don't do it now. We got to wait for it. Let's kick it into Florida Man, though.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
Yeah. Okay, so a Florida Man detective shows up drunk to investigate a murder. Oh, jeez. Oh, man. This comes from Channel 10. Why? Patrol deputies say that Florida Man... Pinellas County Sheriff's Office detective was fired after law enforcement say he said he showed up to a homicide investigation. He's a little under the influence. Mr. Moffitt, 48, was off duty. He was off duty and he responded to a deadly shooting. He was off duty though, but at the same time, how did he get there? That makes me worried. Exactly. Patrol deputies say he appeared intoxicated when he got out of the car. Oh, so he drove. Oh, that's bad. He had bloodshot and glassy eyes, his speech was slurred, and he smelled like a drink, according to deputies. Moffitt admitted he had several drinks with Crown Royal, and then he headed to the scene. He agreed to do field sobriety tests, which he did not pass. His blood alcohol content was 0.134, well above the 0.08% limit. Yeah, so he's in trouble. He's in trouble. That Florida man is in trouble. A Florida mugger, picked the wrong senior citizen to attack, says the Tampa Bay Times. He decided to mug a senior who, oh, by the way, this senior citizen was a 5-time world kickboxing champ. Jiminy Christmas. And, of course, he beat the ever-loving crap out of this guy. And then it's their security video. Yeah, the attacker's about 20. He was seeking a victim, and he walked away with a ruptured eardrum and busted up. He was just busted up. Dang. Folks, stay with us. Third hour next.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
RVing.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Neither Democrats nor the Trump administration will budge, thus the partial government shutdown continues. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that the partial shutdown is hurting the nation.
Services are being withheld from the American people. Paychecks are being withheld from people who serve the needs of the American people. And our border security will suffer if we do not resolve this issue.
But President Trump says this is really about another issue.
This is national security we're talking about. We're not talking about games. We're talking about national security. This should have been done by all of the presidents that preceded me, and they all know it. Some of them have told me that we should have done it.
Officials from both political parties will meet over the weekend to try to end the stalemate. Correspondent Wally Hines reports that President Trump claims Democrats want to impeach him because he's had too much success.
The president also blaming Democrats for market volatility, claiming in a tweet, "As I have stated many times, if Democrats take over the House or Senate, there will be disruption to the financial markets." The president went on to add, "They only want to impeach me because they know they can't win in 2020. Too much success." Talk of impeachment flared again this week after Speaker Nancy Pelosi refused to rule out the process if it's not done for a political reason.
That is correspondent Wally Hines. The seesaw on Wall Street has ended the week up. Strong gains on Friday erased Thursday's plunge. Investors were apparently upbeat about a hiring jump in December and plans for the U.S. and China to hold more trade talks. Traders are apparently liked what they heard about interest rates. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell emphasized that the Fed will be flexible with rates. The Dow rallied and gained 746 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Clinical trials are underway in Britain on a simple breath test to diagnose certain forms of cancer at early stages. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
It looks like a patient is taking a cancer breathalyzer test. Rebecca Fitzgerald, professor of cancer prevention at the University of Cambridge, says the breath biopsy device can detect cancer hallmarks in molecules exhaled by patients with esophageal and stomach cancers.
They just snap off the tubes, cap them at the ends, send it to the lab, and then you'd get the results.
Rebecca Coldrick doesn't have cancer, but in her early 30s, she was diagnosed with Barrett's esophagus. She's taking part in the trial.
It would be great because in 15 minutes and then you're home again without any sedation or sprays or anything.
Rebecca Fitzgerald says early detection is vital to improve treatment and survival from cancers. I'm Ed Donahue.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Los Angeles is suing the Weather Channel for compromising the privacy of its app users.
The city of Los Angeles' lawsuit seeks to stop the Weather Channel from tracking the whereabouts of its users and selling that information to advertisers. 4 out of 5 app users give the company permission to share geolocation data, but city attorney Mike Feuer says users are misled into believing they're revealing their locations just to get more precise weather forecasts. He charges the permission is buried deep in a lengthy privacy policy. The Weather Channel maintains it's always been upfront about its use of location data and will vigorously defend itself against the lawsuit. I'm Warren Levinson.
New Mexico oilfield regulators considering whether to reopen a decision to ease restrictions on natural gas well locations for a Texas-based company operating in the northwest corner of the state. Approval of the application late last year prompted an outcry from conservationists and a rebuke from the previous land commissioner. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Dana Show.
I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all.
If you knew the shows that I turned down in order to speak to you, you would be very impressed with yourself, Dana. That I can tell you.
Giving you the facts.
A natural right is a right you have as a free American. It is not up for debate, up for discussion, up for abridgment, nor compromise, nor rollback in any form.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
When I bust my A double snakes making that green, the government does not get to tell me what I can or cannot do with it.
Listen live around the world.
Are you a citizen or are you a subject? Because I'm a citizen, and I'll ask whatever question I want to whenever I want to. If you're a subject, you go on and you be a subject. I'm a citizen.
The Dana Show.
You're talking about zero carbon emissions, no use of fossil fuels within 12 years?
That is the goal. It's ambitious. And
how is that possible? You're talking about everybody having to drive an electric car?
It's going to require a lot of rapid change that we don't even conceive as possible right now. What is the problem with trying to push our technological capacities to the furthest extent possible?
This would require, though, raising taxes.
There's an element where, yeah, there people are going to have to start paying their fair share in taxes.
Do you have a specific on the tax rate?
You know, you look at our tax rates back in the 60s. And when you have a progressive tax rate system, your tax rate, you know, let's say from zero to $75,000 may be 10% or 15%, et cetera. But once you get to, like, the tippy tops, on your 10 millionth dollar, sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%. That doesn't mean all $10 million are taxed at an extremely high rate, but it means that as you climb up this ladder, you should be contributing more.
Okay, so that's Alexandria Cortez. I'm so done with all of her three names. Who doesn't understand math? That didn't work out very well when France tried to do that. In fact, they had to roll that back. Welcome to the third hour of the show. I'm Dana Lash, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. What she doesn't understand when she goes back and like tries to invoke the 50s and 60s is essentially that is the top tax rate for the 1% of households who also pay like the majority of the taxes too, by the way. In fact, the Wall Street Journal, this was back several years ago, they say, in contrast, the share of taxes paid by the bottom two-thirds of taxpayers has fallen dramatically. In 1958, these Americans accounted for 41.3% of adjusted gross income and paid 29% of all federal taxes. By 2010, their share of adjusted gross income had fallen to 22%, but their share of taxes paid fell far more dramatically to 6%. The 77% decline represents the single biggest difference in the way that the tax burden is shared in this country since the late 50s. And they said that the changes came about not so much by movements in rates, but by the addition of tax credits for the poor and the elimination of exemptions for the wealthy. In 1958, even the lowest tier filers, which includes everyone making up to $5,000 annually, were subjected to a 20% rate. Today, almost half of all tax filers have no income tax liability whatsoever, and many taxpayers, quote, actually get a net refund from the government. So, yeah. She has no clue what she's talking about. We pay our fair share. We all pay our fair share. How about you keep your hands out of my pockets, you perverts, and you start paying your own damn way? In fact, how about she just wish she make 170-something thousand, 160-something thousand? Why doesn't she start? Let her take over, what would that be? That's 54,000 of that. Yeah. So that could be her take-home pay, because now technically she's part of the 1%. Yeah. So she can start. She can start doing that. But you notice she probably won't.
I just don't understand why politicians don't focus on the fact that we're overspending in many different ways. It's like, quit trying to take more money. Let's reduce spending. Let's do that.
Yeah. You just got to pay it. You just need to pay it. It's kind of asinine. This idea, because they want to, people are punished for being successful, and go back to a Forbes piece that showed that the vast majority, was something like 93% of people who were considered like super rich, it was all they were all nouveau riche. This idea that people inherit wealth just through the generations, and that that old money is almost non-existent anymore.
And so what if they did have old money?
Yeah, who gives
a
crap?
Who cares?
I mean, who even cares? Who cares? Which I do think is interesting, because Anderson Cooper was interviewing her, and their family is like one of the last old money families, the Vanderbilt family. So that's incredibly
important
interesting.
It's important to note, too, that we have record amounts of revenue coming into the government. If we're still falling short in some way, it has nothing to do with revenue.
Has nothing to do with that. That's right. Has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with how much they spend. It is terrifying to think that this chick is going to have any kind of decision-making process on all of our money. But that's what it is that's what it is with the House of Representatives controlling the power of the purse. Goodness. So, yeah, the problem is with how much money government is spending. By the way, she's talking about doing this for her Green New Deal. So she's like, call me a radical. This doesn't even make any sense. She wants to tax people 70% for more green energy, and she compared herself to Abraham Lincoln. She says she was talking about like the rapid change, like it's the Green New Deal. And she said that, I think it's only ever been radicals that have changed this country. Abraham Lincoln made the radical decision to sign the Emancipation Proclamation. Oh, holy hell, you are not seriously comparing taxing people 70% to freeing slaves. Oh, girl, quit. She goes, Franklin Delano Roosevelt made the radical decision to embark on establishing programs like Social Security, which, by the way, was ever only supposed to be a temporary program. That's radical. And when she goes, and then she's like, call me a radical. Wow. I mean, the, goodness. The thing is, and this is a piece from the Tax Foundation, wherein they looked at the tax rate on the top 1%, and basically people just started sheltering their cash, which actually hurts the sort of revenue that she would need in order to get her little Green New Deal off the ground. Dirt, dirt, not too bright. But here's the thing. If she's wanting to redistribute wealth for the idea of welfare, green energy, if it's something that's sustainable, then the private market will want to get involved in it. You'll have private investments, but you can't force it by doing something like this. This girl, I'm sorry, but I'm just, I think that anybody can run for office, but I think that you shouldn't be expected to be taken seriously when the furthest you've been able to go in your own professional career is to be a bartender in Brooklyn. Right? Yeah, exactly. So to switch it up, I was on, I was talking about this, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Commission, the Stoneman Douglas Commission's report yesterday. The commission, which was comprised of a number of security experts, law enforcement members, and they interviewed Stoneman Douglas teachers, and they incorporated parental feedback into it as well to make their recommendations. I discussed this with Martha McCallum last night. And it is amazing, all of the verified blue check marks that are freaking out over the fact they're trying to conflate their attack. They won't full on attack the report because they're not going to go toe to toe with the security experts, law enforcement, parents and teachers who all participated in the creation of this these recommendations. So they're going after me as though I wrote this report. I mean, we're talking about like actual verified journalists who are attacking me. Because, and acting as though I wrote the report, which I didn't clearly at all. Of course, I've also been accused on CNN of owning Congress and all kinds of stuff, which I didn't realize I was so damn powerful. Hell, if I owned Congress, we'd have national reciprocity already. Let's just be clear with that. There'd be a bunch of stuff that we'd have. I mean, it's kind of nuts. But they have, like, for instance, what is it? Someone had said, and this was some journalist. Who's this guy? He's some journalist. And he goes, Daniel Ash would rather turn our schools into prisons than accept common sense gun restrictions. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I didn't realize that I authored this report. And by the way, the report, as it was written, and I spoke with the chairman of the commission, Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri, yesterday. They recommended arming teachers and spending more money on school security, and they also recommended making sure that the perimeter is locked during the day so people can't, you know, can't just walk right through the fence and get into the building, because that's exactly how Parkland began. And that you have the fire exit doors, right, the fire locking doors, where they're locked from the outside, but in the inside you can press the bar. People know how these work, right? And you can exit, but have an entrance and an exit, you know, that you can control and that are monitored, so that because at Parkland they had all the doors open. And apparently they had a door propped open and that dude walked right inside. And you could see it on camera. And so simple things like making sure that you have a code red system and that you have video security system in place and all kinds of stuff. And apparently anti-gun advocates don't want any of this, and they're blasting it because one of the recommendations also made by these security experts, law enforcement, and incorporating the teachers and parents' feedback is to make sure that teachers who choose to do so, if they volunteer to carry, they get background checks and they get training, et cetera, that they can do so because, as Gualtieri said, there were five times when this murderer stopped and slowly reloaded, and someone who was trained could have easily stopped it right there. And he says that there's no reason why competent teachers who carry why they should be barred. And what scares me when people are like, oh, I don't want our teachers to be armed. I'm like, do you not trust the people who are educating your children and with your children all day? Do you not trust them that much? Because if I didn't trust my children's teachers, and if I thought they were that incompetent, my children wouldn't be with them all day. So pick one. If you don't trust them to protect your children, why in the hell do you trust them to be around them? I mean, for crying out loud, it makes no sense. So they're all freaking out over it. But Gualtieri says he feels optimistic because arming the teachers, that's going to need to be a change from the Florida State Legislature. They're going to have to change the law on that as it pertains to school grounds. And then the other things like making sure mental health records that they go and stay with the student and they actually form part of the student's record, which apparently they don't now. That has to be a change by Florida Department of Health, a rule changed by them. So we'll see. But he's confident and optimistic that this is going to happen. So we'll get into all of it. I did ask him about the leadership from Sheriff Scott J. Israel, and he goes, yeah, well, he wouldn't get into it because he made clear to say that wasn't really so much the purview of the board. But he goes, yeah, there's room for improvement. The way he said it was very interesting. Moving on, we got a lot more to touch on. Kel-Tec is a great Florida company that makes really good things. And I particularly like their little 380, the P380, because I think that's a great firearm to use for self-defense, like if you're out jogging or anything like that. Or ladies, if you're out somewhere and you got to take a clutch with you or you have a very, you know, tailored evening dress or something like that, the P380 is great to have. I like it because I can easily carry it like in a skirt waistband or something like that. I hate thigh holsters. I hate leg holsters. I refuse to wear them. I think they're stupid and I don't like them. So I like it that I can conceal it in other ways where I can actually access it quickly. So they make the P380, I think, is something everybody has to have. But in addition to that, you have to check out the tactical shotgun line that they have, the KSG, the RDB bullpup done right. I got one for Christmas that's customized Wonder Woman style. It's totally cool. Check them out at keltecweapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies.
Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Broadcasting from the Lone Star State, to your town.
The Dana Show.
I'm going to be honest with you right now. There is a bulldog puppy that's outside, and I just about cannot even, like, think straight.
They're the puppy, and I see a puppy, and I don't know what happens. I see a dog in general, and I
can't deal. And then the dogs get really excited, and I, like, baby dogs are even worse. Puppies, I know, but baby dogs, oh my goodness. But there's a big, giant, fat bulldog puppy outside, and I showed Kane a picture. There's a puppy outside. You cannot look at a puppy and
talk
normal.
We're going to go say hi.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I am that kid in the meme where you have Pennywise the clown who's in the what do they call those things in the street? Gutters? What the hell are they called? Sewers. Thank you. Pennywise the clown's peeking through the little, saying there's dogs down here, and the kid slips down. That's me. All you get is, there's dogs down here. We got dogs down here. I'm in. But it's Pennywise the clown. But they said they had dogs. All right. We got headlines.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
It looks like a caterpillar. All right. There has been a travel war advisory issued for China. Yeah, goodness. They say exercise increased caution in China due to arbitrary enforcement of local laws as well as special restrictions on dual U.S.-Chinese nationals. They say that Chinese authorities have asserted broad authority to prohibit U.S. citizens from leaving China by using exit bans, sometimes keeping U.S. citizens in China for years. They use exit bans coercively to compel U.S. citizens to participate in Chinese government investigations, to lure individuals back from China or to China from abroad, or to aid Chinese authorities in resolving civil disputes in favor of Chinese parties. They say most of the time U.S. citizens only become aware of the exit ban when they attempt to leave, and they have no method to find out how long the ban may continue. They've harassed and threatened U.S. citizens under this before. So they say, if you go, keep your passport with you. They said, and then if you're arrested or detained, ask people to notify the U.S. Embassy immediately. Or just don't go there. That's also, you know, maybe just don't go. Because they're being crazy right now. Right now, really. All the time.
The acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker, reveals that a federal prosecutor is still investigating Republican claims of FBI misconduct. Yeah, with all of the Marussia stuff. He said that it's a top federal prosecutor in Utah is continuing the investigation into allegations that the FBI abused its powers in spying on Carter Page and others in assisting the Clinton Foundation and Clinton campaign. Goodness. This is a robber, and this is TwinCities.com, remembers his mask way too late. A Bob Marley hat helped police nab a suspect who's accused of robbing a Dollar Tree in Roseville on Christmas Eve. Quincy Jared Gerard Petty also forgot to put his mask on. He says, open your register, I'm robbing you. And when the register store employee recognized him as the boyfriend of another employee, he quickly put a mask on his face. Too late. Stay with us. Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? I have been there until I tried my pillow. Now those sleepless nights are long behind me and I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever. Ditch the lumpy pillows. Let my pillow provide you with a comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. They're made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You don't have anything to lose other than a sore neck. Buy one my pillow and get the second one for free. That's two my pillows for the price of one. Use promo code Dana for this buy one get one free special offer. You will either love your my pillow or they'll give you your money back. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. Get a better night's rest and try the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Dana, 800-944-4975. 800-944-4975. MyPillow.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com. What shall we
do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about
about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
It's the Dana Show.
Oh my gosh, the rest of the show is just jacked. We went outside, and there's a puppy. There's an English bulldog. I have Frenchies. There's an English bulldog who I think is the mom or daddy, and then there's a baby bulldog, and this baby bulldog, oh my gosh, when you pet it, him or her, it was like petting furry gelatin, right? He jiggled, and then he like looked back with the most pitiful look on his little puppy face.
Are you going to pet me?
And I've never heard you talk so consistently in the highest octave ever, where only dogs could hear you.
I can't help it.
Puppy, dummy, puppy.
Oh my goodness! And then the older one just kept his tongue stuck out. Oh my goodness! That was the most adorable thing ever.
So
oh, my gosh. Oh, I need that puppy in my life, though. I need just all the puppies, all the dogs. Oh, my gosh. I think that's what I'm going to do. At some point, I'm just going to have, like, a dog hotel where they never leave, and they just stay. So that's not really like a hotel.
That sounded creepy a little bit. You can visit, but then you'll stay.
They're alive, obviously. But, you know. Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Oh, that puppy was the most adorable. I've never seen in person an English bulldog puppy, ever. No, it's my first time ever seeing an English bulldog puppy in real. And they are ridiculous. And it was just literally like imagine Jell-O, like imagine a Jell-O mold. And you know how they jiggle? And this had fur on it and a face that looked at you like, "Are you going to pet me? Am I going to get petted?"
And that's how you talk for like 3 minutes straight.
I can't help it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I don't even know how I can do the rest of the show. I can't even be snarky anymore. Like, if you're in a bad mood and you see a puppy, it's like, oh, I'm going to be like, oh, my goodness. It goes from one extreme to the other. Oh, man, that is totally my weakness. That is puppies right there. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Anyway. You know what I watched last night? And I know we have politics and stuff to talk about. What was I doing last night? Not thinking about puppies. But I was doing something, and I saw on Twitter that R. Kelly's name was trending, and I thought, oh, maybe it's because he's dead. Usually it's what happens, right? Or he, you know, found another child bride. I don't know. And it was because of that Lifetime documentary. And I'm not really a Lifetime watcher, but I turned it on Lifetime for this documentary, and oh my holy blazes. Oh my gosh. How is this dude not in jail? Like, I'm watching all of this stuff, and I'm thinking, how is this guy not in jail? And it was so well known, and the music industry knew it. And so whenever I hear, yes, Lorraine, I want a Hotel California for dogs. That's exactly what I want. You are absolutely correct. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, how in the world how do you have a kid and they're a young girl, and young girls don't have friends who are grown men? I don't know how these parents were not beating people. And the industry, like the record label apparently was aware of it and all kinds of stuff. This is exactly why people sit here and talk about this rot in Hollywood and the rot in the entertainment industry, because of stuff like this. Oh my gosh. It was bad. I couldn't even watch it. It was so bad. I couldn't even watch it with my kids in the room. Like they were doing something and playing games or still on Christmas break and doing all kinds of stuff. So I had to wait till they were completely out of the room because it was so horrible. And I'm just sitting here thinking, how in the world are parents not aware? How in the world are they unaware that that's going on? I don't even have daughters, and I know what everyone else's daughters that know my sons are doing, just because I'm me. Oh, my heavens. Anyway, I told you I just totally distracted by the puppy thing. I don't even know. Okay, so a couple of things here. The president, he addressed, what's her face, Rashid Tlaib, the woman who's like, we're going to impeach the blank blanker. Was her kid right there with her when she said that?
Yeah.
Like, well, the kid was standing right there.
I know she brought him up in the conversation where she, you know, essentially repeated the conversation she had with her kid. So I'm unsure if the kid was right there. When
when your kid's asking you a question, you're like, yeah, we're going to impeach the MF or frat kid.
That's what I mean.
Good night. Anyway, the president was asked about her, and he said that she embarrassed her family and all this. So I'm sure there's going to be just a weeping and gnashing of the teeth over because he responded. But he responded to it. But I don't know. I just think it's insane. I just have no clue. No clue. But and what, who was it? Kevin McCarthy had said, or a couple of them had said that she needs to apologize for it. That's like one of the first things that she's done after being sworn in. And when I look at all the stuff the Democrats have done just in their day one, they gave themselves a day off. They introduced a bill to eliminate the Electoral College. They introduced a bill to impeach the president. They want huge spending and asked for a $21 billion increase in spending with this bill that doesn't include the $5.6 billion that the president asked for border security. And, in fact, the $21 billion extra that they included is all for stuff that he didn't even request. And then you have the Rashid Tlaib, who, in addition to saying impeach the MF-er, also has on her the world map in her office a post-it erasing Israel off the face of the map and just point and saying Palestine. So they, so far, this is how they came out of the blocks. They started like this. And then you have Elizabeth Warren, who says that if you are criticizing her, her non-existent Native American ancestry, it's just like birtherism. She's actually comparing scrutiny of her racial appropriation to birtherism. Yes. She has a new presidential committee, and they have a fact squad page, which is just a bunch of malarkey. But She, it's bad. She, I think that she's not gonna win, and she's not gonna be a contender at all in 2020 for Democrats, because people now like that. She's not likable. Here's the difference between her and Alexandria Cortez. Alexandria Cortez is about as dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, you're sitting here talking about, well, just pay it. Like, with what? Magic beans? Like, the hell are you talking about? Pay what? I mean, she's likable, though. Her base actually likes her. A lot of Democrats like her. She seems like she's happy. I mean, I totally dislike her politics. I don't think that she understands math at all whatsoever. And I think this is like a vanity project for her, because I can't imagine people not making this much nonsense and you're really serious about helping. But she's likable, and she's popular with her people, which this Elizabeth Warren is not. And it doesn't seem to be as contrived. I think she's awkward, but she doesn't seem to be like contrived like Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren, what did she do? She did after she did the video of her chugging beer in her kitchen, then she did one of her sitting in the quiet car. And you're like, yeah, that's something so many people across the country can, the ACL corridor, yeah, that they're going to be able to identify with. Good job there, one percenter. But there's a difference between likability and total non-likability. Hillary Clinton wasn't likable. But now I see all these people, Kamala Harris put out a video of her dancing. Is that what it's going to be, Democrat people dancing? Look how fun I am. It's me dancing. This is a video of me dancing. They all look like Elaine Bennis. You have no idea who that is, do you, Steve?
From Seinfeld, yes, I do.
Oh, surprise. Look at that. Surprise. Look at that. Steve just told me a horrible story about it, involving his family dog, that too, by the way. I'm not going to repeat it here, but it's bad.
It's not good.
It was bad. Like, he even said it. He's like, it's really bad. And I'm like, don't tell me. And he proceeded to force tell me anyway. So, it was really bad. It was like, it's like National Lampoon's Vacation, Family Vacation, when they're on their way to Wally World. And, what was that dog's name? Dingy? Dingus? What was the dog's name? Hang on. I gotta Google it. National Lampoon dog. Oh, no. Oh, I don't know who was the dog? Who was the dog's name?
I'm looking.
Dingy, I thought. Wasn't it? Dinky. Thank heavens. Dinky. It was like a Dinky story.
Dinky, yep.
Yeah. That's Steve's family's Dinky story. What was your dog named Dinky?
No, it was Bailey, but thanks for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. It's close. Yeah, it's getting this kind of close. Oh yeah.
In the meantime, enjoy this gif of Hillary dabbing I just put in Slack.
I hate you. Oh, that's so awkward. Oh, look at me. Roar. I
can't believe she didn't fall over.
I've never seen three pieces of clothing the exact same color all worn together before. The pants, the tunic, and the kimono over the tunic.
It looks like it was made from all the
same color of biscuit.
It's made from the same curtain. Oh, that blue one, though.
What color would you like your pantsuit? Biscuit. My favorite color is biscuit.
It kind of looks more like hummus color if you look at it. It's like, seriously?
Making me want some milk gravy, man. Some sausage. Oh, my goodness. I love biscuits and gravy. That is my favorite. It was like with some bacon. I'm sorry, I told you, I warned you guys this is going to be jacked up because I got completely clean slated by a puppy.
Off the rails.
My favorite thing in the world, Shoney's Breakfast Bar. And they don't have no more, Shoney's. They have no more Shoney's anywhere where we were in Florida. Y'all have Shoney's down in Florida. I just about ran off the road every time. Like, family, there's a Shoney's. And our kids are like, we just literally ate an hour ago. Don't care, there's a Shoney's. Sit down. Get the breakfast bar. Ooh. I had like five breakfasts this one morning. Oh, my goodness. But we used to, in the town where I grew up, we used to have a Shoney's. And I'm telling you what, the bacon pile that they had,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And the biscuits and gravy, and then the sausage next to it. Like, I would dip my bacon in the gravy and my sausage in the gravy. And I would have two biscuits, and you open them up in the middle, so technically you got four. And then I would separate it with a wall of meat. the bacon and the sausage, right? I'd make a wall, so to speak, like the southern border. So, anyway, how in the world did we get here?
This show is full circle, isn't it? Start with the wall, end with the wall.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, this is start with the wall, end with the wall. I tell you what, my goodness. And, yeah, I mean, it's, anyway. We got to get moving on, as much as I want to sit here and talk about puppies and Shonies and Tlaib Rashid calling everyone MFers. So, just, you know, welcome to D.C., guys. Welcome to D.C. Our good friends over at Patriot Mobile, they want you to know it's easy to switch. You can stop using your cell phone to fund the left. It's easy to switch to Patriot Mobile. A portion of your monthly bill is donated to conservative organizations that help to promote the things that you vote to protect. You have unlimited talk and text plans that start as low as $20 a month, so don't wait. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana to get your activation fee waived or mention Dana when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. It's 1-800-A-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Dana. Switch to Patriot Mobile today and fight to protect your rights.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
If you're a regular listener, you've been hearing me talk about Kel-Tec and all the reasons why they're one of my personal favorites. I know from experience that seeing is believing. So I want to speak directly to all of my listeners who are passionate about firearms, shooting, and the safety of your family and your ability to secure your world no matter what. It's time to become a believer and invest in the best firearm money can buy, a Kel-Tec. Even if you already own a Kel-Tec, there are so many good reasons to own them all. The foundation of what Kel-Tec believes goes into every gun. Kel-Tec believes performance is design that helps an accurate shooter be consistently accurate. Performance is also quality of engineering and design as well as manufacturing. Reliability is Kel-Tec performance too. Will it work like it's supposed to, when it needs to, repeatedly and consistently? Performance is also affordability. But then what good are accuracy, quality, reliability, and safety if you can't afford them? Check out KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Imagine floating on a cloud, relaxing so deeply your body aches dissipate, your stress levels decrease, and you feel a renewed sense of vitality. It's not a daydream, it's reality, and it's right here in Reading at Treasure of the Ancient Dragons. They have the only float therapy pod in Reading.
Experience the benefits of float therapy in Reading's only float therapy pod inside Treasure of the Ancient Dragons.
Treasure of the Ancient Dragons, behind Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Call 605-0770.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Show, subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on your device to catch anything you may have missed.
Yep. Ted Cruz still has his beard. I don't know what I think about it, although I do like beards. I'm not sure where I stand on it. It's different. Yeah. It's
well, we've known him. The majority of the time we've known him has been no beard.
Yeah.
And now he's got a beard.
And it seems like it's more the way that he has it, it's like it trims his face. It's the face trim beard where it's just on his jaw. I don't know what I think about it yet. I don't know. Sure. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what I think about it. I'm still looking at it. I'm like, that's not there. All right, so it's Friday, and we have look up here. Because there were a couple things that I missed. We had some good job numbers that came in, which people are definitely desperately trying to ignore happen because they kind of, they still, any success stories will be ignored for the sole purpose of making it just for a political agenda. And then their mob is still going after Kevin Hart. So Ellen DeGeneres had Kevin Hart on her show, I guess, and defended him during an interview. And some of the clips were released yesterday, and people are mad. She was trying to be peacemaker. He was going to host the Oscars, which, when is it? Like, this month, and they don't have a host? Yeah, they have no idea who's hosting. And he was the Oscars host. He stood down because he had made gay jokes or something previously, and people were mad about it. And they are apparently still going after him, the rage mob. He's a comedian, number one, and everybody's fair game. And if you don't think everyone's fair game, then maybe you need to examine your biases. Everybody's fair game.
And your definition of comedy.
Yeah, exactly. You suck if you don't think everyone's fair game. And this, so she went on, DeGeneres was defending Hart when he was on her show. And she said, quote, "You have grown, you've apologized, you're apologizing again now. You've done it. Don't let those people win. Host the Oscars." And so people are livid with her for saying that, and there are people who are trying to gay-splain to Ellen DeGeneres. My favorite are the straight white progressives gay-splain to a black comedian and a gay woman. Black-splaining and gay-splain and comedian-splaining to a black comedian and a gay woman about what they feel. Not even kidding.
Identity politics expert Twitter is my favorite Twitter.
It's hysterical. It is hysterical. And so they're mad at her. They're like, you're looking to absolve. Maybe people could just get the hell over it. I love all of these people who think they're so perfect. I've looked at some of these people's tweets. They're nasty themselves. They're completely insufferable cretins. And yet they want to point out the plank in everybody else's eye. I mean, for crying out loud, this is what I get so aggravated about. People are completely not interested in any redemption. They just want to destroy people, which is why I call BS on your entire claim that you care for your fellow man and you want to improve anything, because you're not about improving anything and you don't care about your fellow man. You actually want to add to the divisiveness, and you're really more of the problem than the people you're accusing. Today in Stupidity, Kane.
Nina Turner, she is an American politician from Ohio. She was on, and I believe this was MSNBC, but this is the level and the pinnacle of intelligence when opining on TV.
Man, I wish I could. I mean, the president was, he's a whiner. He whines like a baby. He's a liar and he's a whiner. And I think what needs to happen is the Republicans got to go over there and change the president's diapers, Don. That's what this is coming down to.
Change the president's diapers. Wow. So, again, the pinnacle of intelligence when it comes to opining on political things, this is what you see from CNBC, MSNBC, all the rest of them. So that's just a small example of stupidity.
Right, right. Now, so there you have it. Folks, that does it for our program. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back with you, our first full week back in 2019, on Monday.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Sen says their staffs will work through the weekend to make more progress on the border security he insists be part of any deal. Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says he pleaded with the president to open the government now and talk later.
Don't hold millions of Americans, hundreds of thousands of workers hostage.
Schumer says the president instead said the shutdown could last months or years.
Absolutely, I said that.
He doesn't actually think it will, but says he's prepared to do whatever it takes to get what he wants for the border. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The seesaw on Wall Street has ended the week up. Dow Jones Industrial Average came roaring back Friday, closing up 747 points on a strong employment report. The Labor Department said hiring ramped up in December, which could allay fears about an economic slowdown in the U.S. Here's economist Gus Fauché.
Given the fact that consumers are in good shape, that businesses are in good shape, I think that the U.S. economy will continue to expand, and that I think by the middle of this year, this will become the longest expansion in U.S. economic history.
China said trade talks would resume next week, and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that the central bank will be flexible with rates. A church van packed with children was headed to Walt Disney World when it got caught in a fiery pileup involving two 18-wheelers. Seven people, including five of the youngsters, died in the crash. On Friday, investigators tried to determine what triggered that accident, which happened outside Gainesville in a clear weather on a straight, flat interstate stretch of Interstate 75. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again for Relief Factor, the company that's helping thousands of people, just like my wife Shirley and me, deal with all kinds of occasional aches and pains. For years, Shirley struggled with her neck and her shoulder pain, kept her from sleeping through the night. A lot of people, just like Shirley, struggle with aches and pains due to aging or exercise. Why don't you order the 3-week quick start? It's now only $19.95, and let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to Relief Factor. RelieffactorCredit.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
President Trump and Congress are squabbling over immigration issues, but how important is immigration to Americans?
Nearly half of Americans we asked say immigration is such an important issue it should be a top priority for the government this year. But two-thirds of them don't have much confidence that Washington can handle this. Far more Republicans listed immigration as a top issue than Democrats. Health care and the economy were on the list of top issues, too. And about 25% of Americans listed climate issues as a top challenge facing the country, a sharp increase largely driven by Democrats. Rita Foley, Washington.
The parent company of California's largest utility assessing its finances and structure in the wake of wildfires blamed on its equipment that could cost it billions of dollars in liability. PG&E announced the assessments Friday in a news release. News and analysis at townhall.com. Marriott says that massive data breach it disclosed in November involved fewer guests than initially feared. Correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Marriott confirms that hackers were able to access the encrypted passport numbers of some 5.25 million guests. Security experts say those numbers could be used by state intelligence agencies to compile detailed dossiers on people and their international movements. Investigators suspect the hackers were working on behalf of the Chinese Ministry of State Security. When Marriott first disclosed the breach in November, it said the data theft took place undetected over a period of 4 years. At the time, the hotel chain said 500 million guests could have been affected, but it now believes the overall number is around 383 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
Los Angeles prosecutors are suing the Weather Channel to stop it from tracking the whereabouts of app users and selling the data to third parties. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
All citizens will be required to change their underwear every half hour.
Now we go to the Democrat caucus.
Underwear will be worn on the outside.
Capitol Hill.
So we can check.
These are the new rules that the Democrat Party is bringing to the House of Representatives. There will be no money for any wall, any border security. It would be immoral. But we will repeal that Mexico policy thing so that we can fund abortions in Mexico with U.S. taxpayer dollars as a way of keeping the number of brown people down, as the Democrats are so fond of doing. It is their history, their legacy. It is their wish and their want. Morality is just another word that they don't understand, like so many others. Good morning and welcome. Impeachment. Articles of impeachment introduced yesterday. because the Democrats are in town. We've got a jihadi in Congress. She's a Democrat. She should be checked for suicide vests every time she enters the Capitol. She's a menace to Western civilization. She's a virulent, genocidal anti-Semite, and she's in good standing with the Democrat Party and with their allies in the news media, who are many. She also has a potty mouth. I don't know if you should potty mouth. You hear the potty mouth? There are words that you can't use, certain words that you can't use on the radio on account of the FCC and federal regulations. And this crazy left-wing Muslim woman elected to Congress who wants the total destruction of the state of Israel because she's a genocidal anti-Semite and a Democrat member of the House of Representatives in good standing. She used the, how do you put this? It's the MF word, I guess. Had you heard of the F word? They call it the F-bomb a lot of the time. You know, there's a lot of this coming from the Democrats these days. We had Tom Perez, the DNC chair, using what the S word and the this word and that. And right there in front of God and everyone at the podium, at the microphones, in front of a crowd of mentally ill people. And everyone cheered because, hey, he swore. That's really cool. He's hip. He's probably bi, too. He might not even know what gender he is. It's today's Democrat Party. And then we had Kirsten Gillibrand. You remember her? She's such a kid. She smiles and she's got dimples and she turns a heel and then it bats her eyes. And the news media loves her so much. And she's just so she's special. She should really run for president. Then she used the F-bomb on, at the podium and at the microphone in front of children and grandmothers. And they think it's very hip. They think they're cool. Kamala Harris. Is that how you pronounce it? Kamala Harris. She also used the F-word. And now Tlaib woman. Beto F. O'Rourke, yeah, in his concession speech, he also dropped. It was the F word as well, he's super Beto prostate. Hey, my computer just died, just shut down. I'm happy to say, and the Democrats yesterday they passed something of bill, and I love this. So she says we're going to impeach the MF. That's talking about the president of the United States. Who else? I think Republicans should move to impeach the Speaker of the House just because she's a slime ball and she runs a slime ball caucus full of slime ball people who, many of whom are, there's a lot of anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party. They really wear it on their foreheads these days. And they should be ashamed of themselves, but I happen to know, based on years of experience, that they're incapable of shame. This is it's just another word they don't understand, like so many others. And honestly, they passed a spending bill yesterday, and the Democrats did. It's one of the first things they did, articles of impeachment, MF word, they're going to impeach the MF. And they're keeping it classy, always. Keep it classy, San Diego. And I'm marveling at they're off to a running start. And they're wearing a suicide vest. These people are mental cases. So many of them are genuine and authentic mental cases. If you worked with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or something, you'd have a conversation with her. At first she'd seem bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And then you'd talk to her a little bit, and you'd realize that she's disturbed, that she's unwell, that this is a person who needs help, and she fits right in today's Democrat Party. It's extraordinary. And honestly, the Washington Examiner has the story today, but the Washington Post, of course, does not, that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats passed a bill yesterday in which they repeal this Mexico rule where Republicans passed a rule where we can't send U.S. taxpayer dollars overseas to fund abortions. Well, the Democrats did away with that yesterday because they love nothing more than abortion. They're the party of Satan and, of course, of the child organ harvest. And then they care very deeply about migrant children that are crossing the border coming into the United States. About 5,000 unattended children dropped off at our border like we're an orphanage or something. Last month alone, 5,000 last month alone, children dropped off, at least minors, dropped off at our border. And I marvel at this. And because they care so deeply about children, and then they restore funding to kill more of them. And harvest. I don't know if they harvest their organs in Mexico too, or just are they not quite up to speed on that organ harvest thing yet? I'm not sure. They're really something. And then they say that the wall is immoral. That's what Nancy Pelosi says. The wall is immoral, but funding the massacre of little brown children with U.S. taxpayer dollars in Mexico is apparently very moral. Moral. This is they have a lot of confusion. There's a lot of confusion. And words have lost their meaning to them. They've deconstructed everything to the point where they're no longer capable of having a rational adult conversation in the context of morality or anything else, for that matter. That's just to scratch the surface on today's fun. We're at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. The articles of impeachment introduced by that California Democrat that I was talking about yesterday, and they're not going to go anywhere, but it's an expression, a gesture of their intent, right? I'm astonished by their start. And if they were Republicans, they'd be getting massacred in the news media. But because they're Democrats, they're being fluffed by their fluffers who are posing as journalists. Also, Elizabeth Warren, this is almost too ridiculous to believe. I got this, my friend Brian sent me this yesterday, but apparently it's true. Elizabeth Warren is going to Iowa because, you know, after that beer moment, she had a beer summit with herself and proved that she doesn't know what to do with a long neck bottle, and that is a triple entendre. And she wandered off screen, and she's walking, her arms don't move, and she looks as comfortable as a hostage being held by ISIS. And she goes, oh, my papaw had high cheekbones. And these people are mental cases. And she's still bragging about her Indian heritage when, like, I'm closer to being Ike Turner than she is to being an American Indian. And I marvel at what these people get away with. But she's going to Iowa because if you're running for president, apparently you have to go to Iowa. Iowa. And when she goes to Iowa, I had to look it up because I didn't believe it. She's making a stop in a county in Iowa, which lies between two other Iowa counties. Have you seen this? One of the stops she's making lies between Cherokee County in Iowa and Pocahontas County. I'm not even kidding. They've got Pocahontas County, and I had to look it up because I didn't believe it. And I looked at the map, and they have it's wonderful. They have Pocahontas County, which is a cool name for a county, and they have Cherokee County, a cool name for a county, too. And in between is the county that Elizabeth Warren's going to be going to. I guess she doesn't want to make a stop in Pocahontas County because people might make fun of her. Not the news media, of course. Not their water-carrying butt boys in the news media pretending to be journalists. And if she went to Pocahontas County, she went to Cherokee County, somebody might notice it and make fun of her. So she decided to skip those two counties, go to the county in between Cherokee County and Pocahontas County, where she knows she will be in the cradle of loving warmth and the adoring arms of the news media. And they'll never mention anything that might appear to be mocking in tone that is reserved for Republicans in virtually all instances. They're quite remarkable. Now, we've got the close down, the government closed down, the government shut down. It's the shutdown showdown. Because everything is like pro wrestling or a tractor pull at this point in our political life. It's embarrassing to be an American much of the time these days because of the filth that the Democrats have dragged to our nation's capital, like this jihadi. And honestly, this jihadi woman is really something. I got a little Kevin McCarthy audio today, too. This guy, he's like the Leo Gorsy of politics. Anybody remember the Leo Gorsy of not politics? Who deliberately stumbled through phrases and words and misused words and the language. That's Kevin McCarthy. It's amazing. The new Democrat, newly sworn in Democrat, Rashida Tlaib. Tlaib, is that her? Is that it? And it's T-L-A-I-B. Tlaib, I think they call it. And she is a radical. She's an extremist. She is a proud Democrat. The Democrats, she got a photo op with Nancy Pelosi yesterday, the two new Muslim women Democrats, and Pelosi, and they're being sworn in on the Book of Death and Explosions or something like that. And then this Representative Rashida Tlaib, no relation to Rashida Moore of the Mayor Barry case, I don't think.
But Rashida Tlaib, she had a meeting with the people from MoveOn.org, which is a George Soros-funded radical left-wing anti-American pack of mental cases and racists and anti-Semites, and they invited this virulent anti-Semite. Now let me just share this fun fact with you before we get the soundbite of the day. I think it's got to be the soundbite of the day. This Tlaib woman, she checked into her congressional office, and on the wall there's a map of the world, because you're a member of Congress, you might want to find out where other countries are and stuff, and I'm sure this woman doesn't know where most of them are. And she took a Post-it, or someone in her office, another equally virulent anti-Semite, took a Post-it note developed by the 3M Corporation and wrote the word Palestine on it in red magic marker, I assume to symbolize the blood of the innocents that they extract on a daily basis, sucking it out with their mouths, and an arrow. There's an arrow, the word Palestine, and an arrow in red kind of magic marker. And she posted it. It was posted there in the Mediterranean Sea with the arrow pointing at Israel. See? Because she is not on our side, and she's not on the side of Western civilization, and she's a radical, and she's genocidal, and she's an anti-Semite. Just like Mark Lamont Hill, the college professor in good standing in academia, who was until recently a pundit in good standing on CNN, which is not a news organization at all, but a cable channel filled with Trump haters and left-wing Democrats and phony feminists who are on a political jihad of their own. So this is the congresswoman who is Rashida Tlaib. I'm going to go with Tlaib. And I'm just, it's almost, the truth is it's almost too good to be true, depending on how cynical you want to be about all this. If you want the Democrats to be exposed for who they are, then you want the news media to cover Rashida Tlaib and this stuff, but the news media won't. So these Democrats, the anti-Semites, the racists, the potty mouths, the lunatics, the genocide, they're genocidal anti-Semites, a lot of them. It's Mark Lamont Hill on CNN did this river to the sea thing that Palestine must be liberated. The Jordan River to the sea means you've wiped out Israel. Right, because the Jordan River is the eastern border of Israel, and you wipe it out. You wipe out the state of Israel, which is where the Jews are. And it was created because the National Socialists had set out on a project to exterminate the Jews, you see. And then Israel was created after World War II because the National Socialist German Workers' Party, who were not conservatives, were not small government, not individual liberties people, not low taxes. They're just another stripe of socialists. They were engaged in genocide of the Jews in Europe and more broadly in the world when they got to it. And so Israel was created, and now the left, they're after him again. Now, here she is. She's a newly sworn-in Democrat representative from the Detroit area of Michigan. She's, and here it is. She's.
And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won, bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't, because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
And the crowd got, this is the crowd. It reminded me of the scene in Gone with the Wind when the partygoers at Ashley Wilkes' estate, 12 Oaks, learned that their brave and courageous Confederate troops had fired on the Yankees at Fort Sumter. And they started whooping it up on the porch. Woo, it's war with the Yankees! War with the Yankees! Whoop, whoop! And then, you know, their Democrat president, Jefferson Davis, took the country to civil war. This is today's Democrat Party. They're racist, they're anti-Semite, they're here to steal your stuff, and they want open borders because they're really not on our side, but they will kill children on the Mexican side of the border. If they survive and don't surrender their organs, then they want them to walk across our border and take your stuff.
There's
today's Democrats.
Only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers, for smokers, to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
So Manderson Pooper of CNN works not only for CNN, but also for CBS News. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. And he did an interview with the incoming superstar, as she was described on CNN yesterday, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is as dumb as a stump. Everything she knows is wrong. She embodies the old Ronald Reagan axiom. It's not that liberals don't know anything. It's just that so much of what they know is wrong. That's a paraphrase of what President Reagan said. So don't hold me to the strict language, but that's the essence of it. So she sat down with her friend Manderson Pooper, who's, I guess, recovered from New Year's Eve and his exciting shots. Wee! Wee! Wee is another, at least, double entendre. And he sat down, and she's calling for, you'll be surprised to learn, increased taxes. And I mean dramatically increased. That if you make a lot of money, you know, the top marginal rates should be about 70%. I mean, come on, how much money can you make? These people are total Hugo Chavez Bolsheviks. They, given enough power, they would destroy everything, which is their goal, by the way. It's an amazing time. We'll have that audio for you from the CBS, the Anderson Cooper. They aired some clips on CBS this morning. And it might be in USA Today today, but I'm not sure. Kristen Sinema, you remember her? She's the pink tutu wearing lunatic from Arizona, who amazingly won the Senate seat because of her bright white teeth and for no other reason, because that's what Democrats vote for. It's why they like Beto off O'Rourke, and they vote for teeth. They vote for pictures, for thumbnail pictures on Facebook pages, because they really shouldn't have the vote. Oh, and by the way, this is a great story. It's the 100th anniversary of women getting the vote. And you know, women got the vote very much over the objections of Democrats who fought against it for years. Well, Kristen Sinema was sworn into the Senate yesterday using a law book instead of the Bible or a religious book, because if she placed her hand on a Bible, the searing pain and the smoldering smoke, the sparks that would result would have been a little embarrassing in front of everyone. But they did restore money to abort brown babies in Mexico, so hoo-ah.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
3.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I guess my question is, did the pink tutu wearing code pink anti-American troop Democrat Senator Kristen Sinema with the bright white teeth, did she use an American law book to be sworn in on her, or was it maybe an Uzbek law, maybe a Venezuelan law book to be sworn in on? These people are not well. The Democrat Party is sending really dangerously stupid people and corrupt people and dishonest people. But they're not smart enough to know that socialism fails every time, and they just keep trying. Just keep trying again and again and again. It's like the devil's advocate with Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves, you know, Keanu. When the devil, Al Pacino, fails to get his son, Keanu Reeves, to come into the family business with him, it's a law firm, naturally. He kills himself, Keanu Reeves, because he realizes his father is Satan, and he doesn't want to join the thing. But then it turns out that Satan has the power to rewind and start it all over again. See, it's because he keeps trying and trying and trying, just like the left. Pretty much the same. So Kristen Sinema, that's a rough analogy. You know, if you've seen the movie, it's not so bad, really. Because they just keep doing it over and over again, these lunatics, these mental cases. I don't know how many times you have to fail before you stop running the same plays, honestly. It's not one losing season. You got 100 losing seasons, and you keep running. You have the same coach, Karl Marx, and the same plays. I raise your tax, pay your fair share. That's what AOC is talking about yesterday. And Kristen Sinema, I will not have a Bible in my swearing in. And another Democrat was sworn in on a Koran, and because he wants to pretend to be pro-American, they used Thomas Jefferson's Koran. Thomas Jefferson, of course, had a massive personal library, which he turned over to the U.S. government upon the occasion of his passing, and it was used as the foundation for what we now call the Library of Congress. Thank you very much. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a just unbelievably stupid, and she was on the floor yesterday of the House of Representatives. She had been sworn in as a newly minted member of Congress of the United States of America. It's amazing. And they had the vote for Nancy Pelosi. And guess what? She voted in favor of Nancy Pelosi. I actually want to hold off on this for just a second, which means that her first vote, Mike was about to pull the trigger there on the audio of the event itself. But she voted. Now, she was protesting against Pelosi, and she was at Pelosi's office, in the office with a bunch of sit-down protesters who think that every day is an episode of Billy Jack, and they were protesting against Pelosi. And what is Pelosi, 97 or something? And, you know, God bless her. Bless her heart. And she's the speaker. She got a new big wooden gavel, and she's very excited. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez voted for Pelosi. So she fell in line. She betrayed her base. She lied about being the opposition and all of this fresh new face and out with the old. She just stepped right into line, goose-stepping along with the rest of the gang, voted for Pelosi because were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. So she makes a lot of noise about being this and being that, and then when the time comes, she voted for Pelosi. So much for the resistance, the rebellion, the whatever they're doing over there. Let's go to the telephones. What do you say, Michael? Telephones for us? Let's go to Erica and Ezra calling from the tiny island nation of Japan. Erica and Ezra, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello. How are you, Chris?
Very well. How are you? Are you serving in the United States military in Japan?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we're the Marine Corps.
And the United States Marine Corps?
Yes. The United States Marine Corps.
I love the United States Marine Corps. Well, God bless you, and welcome. Now, I know you're calling from a very great distance, and long distance still sometimes makes a difference. So I'll just let you talk rather than interrupting you.
Hey, Chris, man, I just want to let you know that I've been a long-time listener. You entertain me every single morning, even here in Okinawa. I'm a day behind, but still every single morning on my way to work and during, you know, the first couple hours of work, I listen to your podcast. It's hilarious. You know, you brighten up my day. And, you know, when I was going through recovery, through surgery, every single morning in California, I'd wake my wife up at, you know, 06:05 with the start of the Chris Plant Show, and it would drive her nuts. But, you know,
it did.
But I would still wake her up every single morning, say, you know what, this is my alarm clock. I have to listen to what Chris Plant has to say. And, you know, it's hilarious. And my son, Ethan, who is 10 years old, he loves Gropey McGrope Face. So keep it going.
Long-time fans now. We are going to be fans forever. Thank you so much for what you do and bringing awareness to everything.
Well,
I appreciate it.
We love you, man. We love you.
Well, thank you very much. You're very kind. And I got to say, you humble me. I'm standing, and I am saluting you. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And let me say, it's a perfect slow motion Marine Corps salute to what I'm doing. Okay.
And thank you.
Good
and,
job.
And if liberal, and what's the famous one? If double standards, liberals would have no standards.
Yes. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. The only standards they have.
Amen.
Double standard. That's a
thank
fact,
you.
And that is a fact, Jack. So wait a minute. Ezra, you were wounded in combat then, I take it?
No.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Degeneration, you know, some bad family traits, et cetera.
Okay. All right, good. Well, listen, God bless you both. You're in Okinawa. I stopped at Okinawa once for gas. That's it's the only time I've been to Okinawa. was we stopped for gas, and it was the middle of the night. We were on a, you know, we were on the E-4B at Air Force 747. You might be familiar with the airplane. And we're en route somewhere and stopped at Okinawa for gas.
And gas is affordable. I'm making quotations with my fingers.
Ezra and Erica, you sound happy as clams there in Okinawa. God bless you.
Yes, and we love you.
Well, thank you very much. And what's your son's name again?
Ethan.
Ethan? Ethan, we're gonna keep our eyes peeled for a gropey McGrope face because there are a lot of them out there. It's not just Mark Halperin and it's not just Matt Lauer and it's not just the crusty paw. You know, Charlie Rose.
You cannot forget about the crusty paw.
Never forget the crusty paw, but a lot of gropey McGrope faces out there, and God bless you. God bless your whole family. You're wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, guys. I'm going to keep them in mind as I do. In Okinawa, isn't that great? Oh, these are the people that we have on our side. Isn't that wonderful? And you know who the Democrats have? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Kristen Sinema and this lunatic Rashida Tlaib, who is a genocidal anti-Semite. And when the Democrats come in, you know what the news media says? Oh, isn't it wonderful? There's new hope and optimism in America. No, there isn't the New York Times newsroom and the CNN newsroom because they think the Democrats will obstruct and maybe they'll start a civil war after all because they keep trying. They can have their James Hodgkinson awards dinners and all of that good stuff. These people. And this is who we have. We have Erica and Ezra. We have wonderful Americans and Marines. The Democrats have Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And
newly elected progressive superstar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
That's right. That's what CNN, she's with the Politico, I think, right? And she was on CNN. Newly elected progressive superstar. Wow. And so she's replacing Jesus Christ superstar. And she really is. Because these people are unwell. All right, now let's go to the audio of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez voting for Nancy Pelosi. Now, do you have the audio of her in the protest? There was a protest in Nancy Pelosi's office on Capitol Hill. And they were left-wingers, of course, because really normal people don't do this sort of lunatic stuff. But a bunch of lefties crashed Nancy Pelosi's office, and they sat down because they think it's 1963, and we still have to peel the Democrats off of the backs of the black people that they were oppressing. But it's not 1963. It's 2018. Excuse me, it's 2019. And so we leapt ahead. It's like daylight saving time. It sometimes takes a little while to adjust. And I marvel that they still engage in these kinds of Howard Hessman, Billy Jack tactics where they're doing guerrilla theater and street theater on Capitol Hill. And they were doing a squat down or whatever. Can you imagine the smell in that room? And who came along but the newly elected but not yet sworn in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who doesn't really know anything about Israel or Palestine, but just thinks that Israel should be wiped off the map because that's what her friends say at parties where they're microdosing and doing bong hits and doing whatever else absinthe that they do. So here's the protest at Nancy Pelosi's office when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, hero of the revolution, joined the protest to show her opposition to the status quo.
I just want to let you all know how proud I am of each and every single
She's proud of each and every one. That's not condescending.
And your bodies and everything.
Yeah, your bodies, not the Marines.
To make sure that we save our planet, our generation, and our future.
Yeah, sure. That's right. They're putting their bodies on the line on Capitol Hill before they go to lunch at the Capitol Grill with their dad's gold Air American Express card while they valet park the Tahoe out front because they're really sacrificing. Just like, and you know that this lunatic AOC again the other day was claiming she's from the Bronx. She's not from the Bronx. She's just not. Now, I was born in Bronxville. Bronxville, New York. It's a very nice place. It's a suburb of the city. I was born in Bronxville, New York. My father died. I was 5 months old. And we moved when I was 6 months old. And never moved back to Bronxville. move back to Pelham and yada, yada. But I don't claim that I'm from Bronxville, because even though I was born there, I'm really not from Bronxville. So wasn't John McCain born in the Panama Canal Zone or something like that? But I don't think he spent his life claiming he was from Panama. You know, going around with maracas and I'm from Panama, a bowl of fruit on his head and stuff. He didn't do that, but she continues to do that, Carmen Miranda stuff. And then this hypocrite on the floor of the House yesterday, when the opportunity came to be independent, an independent voice, and to buck the status quo, the establishment, the man, Mr. Charlie, you know, and she's the man, Pelosi. Their father was the corrupt Democrat mayor of Baltimore, did a heck of a job there, and a little organized crime stuff. Now, did you see CNN yesterday did a big story on Nancy Pelosi, a praising story, and they walked around this neighborhood in Baltimore with her, and they went and they bought her ice cream. They brought her to get ice cream. It was like the courtship of Eddie's father. People let me tell you about my best friend. And they're buying Nancy Pelosi ice cream and walking along licking it together. It was like their first date. It was like Laverne and Shirley. It just appalling, the news media throwing all kinds of references in there. So the floor of the House yesterday, and the time comes for AOC to show her independence, and here it comes. And listen to the reaction in the room and the gallery, because the news media is saying, and she is saying, that the Republicans booed her. These are the headlines. These are the headlines from the news media, because they don't tell the truth. And she wasn't booed by Republicans, but people kind of mocked and jeered her because she voted for Pelosi. And then she did this tweet. This is the whole thing. It's like having 13-year-olds running the United States of America. Here's how it went.
Ocasio-Cortez. Pelosi, Olson.
Now, that's it. Now, there are headlines all over the place. Cortez booed by Republicans. As you can hear the kind of way, can I just hear that again? Because this is the headlines there, that Republicans booed Ocasio-Cortez after she voted for Pelosi. Didn't happen, just another lie.
Ocasio-Cortez. Pelosi.
Oh,
Olson.
And who says it was Republican? It was the Democrat. Well, you're supposed to buck the trend. You're supposed to be an independent voice. And she then tweeted out after this seminal event in the history of humankind. Over 200 members voted for Nancy Pelosi today, yet the GOP only booed one, colon. Me. That's what she wrote. She lies about being from the Bronx again. Then she betrays her voters by just going ahead with the status quo and goose-stepping along with the socialists. And then she makes up a story about being booed and goes to Twitter with it. And then the news media carries the falsehood forward for her. She then continued in the tweet. This is the tweet. 200 members vote for Nancy Pelosi, yet the GOP booed only one, me. And then she added, don't hate me cause you ain't me, comma, fellas. First of all, where does fellas come from? Was it 1948? Fellas? Don't hate me cause you ain't me. And this is a member of Congress who's the hero of the revolution and of the Democrat Party. This, of course, reminded Michael Piercy of one of his favorite movie scenes.
He is haters because they ain't us.
They hate us because we ain't us? The f*** does an ain't us have to do with
they
this?
They hate us because they ain't us.
That's not what it is.
The Interview is the name of the movie. And what is that? Because they ain't us? What is that? These people are not altogether well. And I use the word altogether very loosely. But there's more about her and about them, those people, as we like to call them. You know those people, you know who they are, you know what they're like. They're socialists. Their brains do not work as dog designed. That might be the problem right there. It's dog's great design. That's how they have this. Like that woman, yeah, I read the story yesterday, preaching to the children on the YouTube channel. Abortion is all part of God's great design, God's great plan. to abort as many children as possible, because he wants very small souls in heaven that haven't learned a vocabulary yet, just like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Check it!
They're not well. Headline today in New York Magazine, American exceptionalism is a dangerous myth. When they go on to attack America, we're a terrible country and everything's a lie, except the things that they say. Quite amazing. And I Googled the headline, and I found that liberals have produced the same headline year after year for quite some time. And it kind of took the sheen off today's story in New York Magazine, because they've been saying this for a long time. Just like, no, Bolshevism really will work next time around, I swear. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kathy in Massachusetts.
Chris.
Hi there.
I am amazed that when you said you were born in Bronxville, my ears perked up.
They did.
Because I lived in Bronxville.
You did?
For about 5 or 6 years.
Yes.
Back in the 60s.
Uh-oh.
My first really big job was at the bank.
The bank right there in the Bronxville?
Huh?
The bank right there in downtown Bronxville?
You know, the bank. Back then, I think there were only 3 banks in town back then, actually. And I worked at First National City, which today is Citibank.
Do you claim that you're actually from the Bronx?
But you never go. I was born actually in the Bronx. I have more in common with Alexandra than most people do.
Well, you have more in common with the Bronx than she does also.
Oh, well, I lived in the Bronx for 5 years. We lived in Riverdale and then moved up to Westchester. And I don't think, was she born in the Bronx? I can't remember.
She was born in the Bronx. She was raised in Westchester. Her architect father, quaint.
Yeah, I told you before, her daughter. She and my brother's daughter, my niece, went to school together in Yorktown. But when I heard that you were born in Bronxville, it just was like, oh, my God, I wonder if he remembers anything about it. It's a very changed town today.
I was an infant. I was merely my only point in mentioning that is to compare myself to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and John McCain, of course. Alexandria AOC keeps claiming, she did just the other day, oh, my Bronx beginnings. I'm like, yeah, I got Bronxville beginnings. John McCain has Panama beginnings. But we don't go around claiming we're from a place we lived for 6 months, you